623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
State of the Union plea.
Our country is pursuing a new strategy in Iraq, and I ask you to give it a chance to work.
Democrats unconvinced.
We need a new direction.
On the domestic side,
the presidential search for common ground on energy and health care.
New details in the Missouri kidnap case.
Sean Hornbeck was forced to help grab Ben Ownby.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The annual ritual began with eight familiar words.
Madam Speaker. The President of the United States.
And with that, President Bush appeared for the first time before a Congress in the hands of the Democrats and a nation soured on his leadership. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is live at the White House to begin our coverage of the State of the Union address and reaction to it.
On the central issue, the president wants public and congressional patience.
Our country is pursuing a new strategy in Iraq, and I ask you to give it a chance to work.
While the Iraq war is the overriding polarizing issue, Mr. Bush hopes for common ground with Democrats on the domestic agenda, including energy.
Let us build on the work we've done and reduce gasoline usage in the United States by 20% in the next 10 years.
That would mean using more ethanol and other alternative fuels. The president wants a new approach to another major issue.
Changing the tax code is a vital and necessary step to making health care affordable for more Americans.
By taxing employer-financed health care benefits, in the moment of the night, he reached across party lines with a gesture to the person who symbolizes the new political reality on Capitol Hill.
As the first president to begin the State of the Union message with these words, Madam Speaker.
But the afterglow of that moment will quickly fade as Iraq again takes center stage in Congress.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. In the Democratic response, Virginia Senator Jim Webb, who has a son fighting in Iraq, pulled no punches.
The majority of the nation no longer supports the way this war is being fought, nor does the majority of our military, nor does the majority of Congress.
The president's call for Congress to support him in sending more troops fell on deaf ears, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee begins work this morning on a resolution declaring Congress opposes it.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. It was early morning here when the president spoke. The call to prayer was underway, and the explosions had already begun. They were followed by gun battles on Haifa Street, where U.S. and Iraqi forces are working to flush out insurgents. The military said clearing areas like this one is vital before handing over security to the Iraqis. The battle also continues in Anbar province, where two more Marines have been killed.
I'm Steve Kathan. Reaction to President Bush's domestic proposals is mixed on health care and energy.
Always glad to hear a mention of global warming, but very light on commitment.
Says Vicky Arroyo at the Pew Center for Global Climate Change. Mr. Bush's call for a reduction in gasoline use, more renewable fuels, and tougher efficiency standards might make economic sense, but won't do much environmental goods, says John Cookett at Greenpeace.
There is nothing in this policy that he's outlined here that ensures reductions in global warming gases.
Democrats have been unenthusiastic about the energy and health initiatives so far. Nick?
There was a poignant footnote to last night's address. Cesar Borja was invited by Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who asked that he attend on behalf of his dad, a retired police officer made sick by the toxic fumes he'd breathed at Ground Zero following 9/11. Well, 2 hours before the speech, Borja got a phone call. His dad had died. Despite his pain, Borja was there for the speech.
I am being strong for my family, for my friends, and for my father. But it is hard.
It's four past the hour.
Morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A Colorado woman was the president and first lady's guest at last night's State of the Union speech. During his address, President Bush said Julie Agner Clark of Centennial and founder of the Baby Einstein Company exemplifies the great enterprising spirit of America that should be celebrated. Aurora police had to shut down I-225 for a while during the evening commute as they pursued a suspect in an assault that took place earlier in the day. When police arrived, they found two people beaten so badly they're in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. They did get a description of the suspect vehicle.
Our officers spotted what they believed to be the suspect vehicle in that fight. And at that time, it was being driven by one individual who's believed at this time to be the one of the four suspects in the fight.
The guy tried to elude the cops. That resulted in a three-car collision. Northbound I-225, the driver was taken into custody after a short foot chase. Three others remain at large. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, with the exception of the melt-off, I'm making your outside lanes wet on primary highways. We've got a dry, clear drive around the city for the most part. Good speeds on I-25 through the tech center. C-470 on the south moving well. I-70 looking good across the heart of town. And we do have one wreck southbound 225 near Iliff through Aurora. Outside the city, a pretty serious crash on southbound 25 near Highway 7. It's actually off on the frontage road and blocking a ramp to E-470. Security wait time at DI.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures. Like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org, brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide.
just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Mostly sunny today. A high of 44. Jay Marvin, last man standing. I realized this morning that everybody that I started out radio with is now out of the business.
Really?
Yep. Everybody's gone except for me. And this is probably my last gig. John M. and John Turk. And good morning, guys.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry. I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National Toll Free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Global warming.
Climate change.
He said global climate change.
Yeah,
he
global
climate change. Couldn't bring himself to
okay,
say
but
warming.
That's, wouldn't you say, don't you think that's as much as acknowledging
yeah.
global warming? Okay.
Yeah.
So, which members of his own party don't like. So I thought those things were okay, but here's the problem with it. The problem with it is, and we've got some sound bites. Turk's got some, and we'll play some here in a little bit. The problem with all this is he's got a long track record over the last 6 years of making these speeches, and then nothing happens. There was no discussion last night, by the way, of New Orleans.
No.
Which ought to be a point of national pride, and we ought to get that city fixed. And no, nothing. And, you know, he stood down there in Jackson Square with the lights and said, we'll do whatever it takes to rebuild it. And we're not doing that.
Nope.
And then the same old rhetoric about Iraq, where he twists in and out about 9/11. He can't ever, ever get away with anything without having to bring up 9/11.
Yep.
And Osama bin Laden, and doing that whole dance of trying to subtly connect the events of the Iraq War to 9/11, when everybody in this country knows that they are separate. Well, not everybody. There's some out there who are fooled and don't think it's true. But everybody knows that it's not true, and he's up there doing it again, and it's like, come on.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, he started out that speech and he's talking about health care and immigration and energy and miles per gallon. And it's like, okay, well, this is what I got to do, you know, to appear bipartisan. And then 3,200 words in the speech, he gets into Iraq.
Right.
And then that was the rest of it.
Right.
Until the end when he introduces the people up there. And, of course, he ends with this New York subway guy that threw himself on the tracks, you know, who was the only guy in that chamber that seemed to be enjoying himself last night.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, too, about his bipartisanship. I mean, can anybody say that this guy has really been bipartisan over the last 6 years? This has been the most partisan administration and the most partisan political party, the GOP, that I can think of. And now all of a sudden, it's like he's Mr. Bipartisan.
Yeah.
All right, 303-713-7600. It's the big story of the morning, and it's your chance to sound off on what you saw last night and answer questions about it and give your views. And we'll talk to various experts on it this morning, starting with our Democratic strategist friend Rich Masters coming up at 6:30. Then we're going to be joined by Senator Ken Salazar at around 7:25. We'll see what he has to say. Then we're going to talk to 60 Minutes producer Barry Lando, who's going to talk about Saddam Hussein and about our duplicity in dealing with Saddam Hussein.
Ooh.
And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get back in a little bit into the Fox 24 thing. We're going to talk to the people from the Council of American Islamic Relations, and we're going to get their point of view. But right now, it's State of the Union, 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. Did you like it? Was there anybody out there who refused to watch it, too, by the way? Is there anybody out there who said, you know, I'm not going to watch this. I can't stand it anymore. I don't want to hear anything more of the guys to say. So did you watch it or didn't you watch it? What did you think of it? What did you like about it? What did you dislike about it? I got four open lines. We're sitting here glowing in the dark waiting to hear from you at 618, 18 after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, still enjoying a pretty decent commute in Aurora. We do have one collision to watch out for. Southbound lanes of 225 near I-Lift. Seeing some slowing there and back to Mississippi. One up north, if you're headed into the city, southbound 25 near Highway 7. It's actually off on the frontage road. It's a pretty serious crash, though, that they had to land life flight for. We have a blocked ramp to E-470 as well. A lot of folks already hitting eastbound lanes of the Turnpike. Typical slowing federal to Pecos. Getting busy on I-70 across town. And if you're headed out of
of the city along I-70. No worries east. In the high country, still have some icy patches, especially across those summit passes. So take it easy. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 48 degrees. Right now, fair and 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is 1-800-EDUCATE.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Good morning. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Hey, if you're looking for justice, you need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, auto collision cases. Mike Turner is my friend, and he's deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people like you and I, who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Tonight, we're calling on this president to take similar action in both areas. If he does, we will join him. If he does not, we will be showing him the way.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
all right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
And the pitch.
Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Judiciary. Now there's the fourth balance of power. That's the American people. Fifth balance of power is everybody else who's maybe not inside of Washington, D.C., but the newspapers, we need to see newspapers tell the truth, and we're not going to get that unless we as a people demand it. If the American people do what we did when Vietnam got bad, and we do everything we can, whether it's demonstrations, whether
that's not going to happen. You know, I keep getting calls from people, and I've got them now for the last 2 years that I've been here.
Well, if we don't,
about people who want to live like in 1968, and that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But there is a way you can act. There is a way you can make things happen through modern technology, and it's called the internet, and through getting involved with the Democratic Party and trying to make sure that the kind of candidates that you think are worthy are the ones that go off and run for office and hold office. And we have to get a Democrat in the White House in 2008. But nobody is going to go into the streets. Nobody is going to do any of those things because times have changed. Times have changed. But there won't be that many people there. Times have changed. People's lives are way too committed and way too busy, and the majority of the public won't do it. Now, maybe if we had a draft, that might be a different situation. But right now we don't, and that's just a dead-end road. The right-end road is to get out there and organize and raise funds and get ready to do battle. That's the right way to go. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate the call. Let's go to James in Arvada. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back from your surgery.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I didn't watch it because I can't stand looking at the guy who has screwed up the country so much.
So you didn't see it at all?
I watched parts of it, you know, but every time I turn it on, I look at this guy, and I think about how inarticulate he is and all the damage that he's done. It's hard to watch this guy.
Yeah, it is hard.
It's hard to watch him get applause because he has done such a bad job. But I do have a question, and that is, why hasn't anybody in the press ever asked him with regard to his recent surge tactic? What happens if that fails? I don't think anybody's ever asked him that.
Well,
yeah, what could he possibly say?
I don't know of anybody that's ever asked him that, but I do know that there are people out there who have brought up the point that we've tried this tactic 4 and 5 times before, and it hasn't worked. Why do you think it would work now?
Yes, and do you remember that all the military people who were fired because originally they said they needed many more troops?
Oh, yeah, starting with Shinseki. Yeah.
Exactly. They said they wanted 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 troops, and then Rumsfeld canned them for saying that. So now he's firing people who say the opposite.
Yeah, he only wants to listen to people who want to sing the same tune as him, and I was waiting last night for him to start that whole thing about I hold the truth and the light, and the rest of you just don't understand. And he kind of did that a little bit by saying there are people in this chamber who understand, and then, of course, the reference there would be that those that were in there who disagree with him don't understand what's at stake. But I think everybody understands what's at stake. There are no good options in this situation. I think everybody would agree there, but we have to figure out how to get out. And this guy, he never presents any kind of an exit strategy. In other words, no one ever sits down with him and says, what's your exit strategy? Because he'll give you the same rhetoric that he always gives. Well, total victory is our exit strategy. Mm-hmm. Well, what is total victory?
They will not define victory. What is victory? What do they mean by victory? How will you know when you have a victory? If they put his daughters, both his daughters, over in Iraq and Cheney's daughters over there, that thing would be over tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you'd look at it a different way. I can't decide if he's totally and completely just disconnected, living in a world of his own.
He's a Walter Mitty.
Or if he just basically doesn't care, or if it's too much for him to get up there and say, okay.
Well, I think that the reason that,
you know,
the way he looks at it, he's got to maintain our presence there because of the ulterior interests that are involved, namely the oil companies. Now, I don't know if you have been following very closely, but there has been an agreement made between the Iraqi government and U.S. oil companies such that 75% of the oil production has to pass through the U.S. oil companies and British Petroleum.
Yeah, I know that that stuff's going on, and I think that's part of it. But I also think the other part of it is that he's got this messianic vision that
is true,
that what he's doing is right, and that he's going to bring a democracy to the Middle East. And here's the other part. You know what I think he's doing with this troop escalation?
What's that?
I think he's buying time, so he doesn't have to be the one to pull the troops out. He's going to try to buy 2 years' worth of time so he can get out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and then the next president has to deal with it.
That probably is true, but he cannot see what's coming, which is going to be a huge buildup in the guerrilla tactics, and this is going to fail miserably because there's going to be first of all, there will be a pullback in Baghdad, but then later the guerrillas will come back, and they're going to be attacking our guys. They're going to be sitting ducks.
Oh, yeah, of course. But
they're going to be sitting ducks.
But you know what? Maybe he's not concerned about that. Maybe what he's concerned about is himself. And his own legacy. James, thank you, man.
You bet.
All right. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. We got our friend Rich Masters coming up. We'll get his take on it. And let me read this email. And you can email or instant message us at am760.net. This is from Nancy. The healthcare issues don't address the real problem. The new plan will allow employers to bow out of offering healthcare to their employees, so the employees can claim tax deductions, but over 85% of employees are on group insurance because of pre-existing conditions they have. These people are denied individual insurance plans. These people work to get benefits that group insurance gives. Group insurance plans have to accept sick people into health insurance plans. Yeah, there's something afoot here for his buddies in the insurance companies when he starts talking about health care and when he starts getting into that whole thing like he did last night about tort reform and everything else.
Yeah, or like
and health. Private health care accounts.
Yeah, and Saturday he was talking about these gold-plated health plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, like having decent coverage is gold-plated.
Yeah, he's got something going on. How about this, Mr. President? How about we get the same health care coverage that you do and your family? Can we strike that?
And Congress.
Yeah, can we strike that kind of deal? 6:32 minutes after the hour. Rich Masters next. Gina now with traffic.
All right, we're working a couple of wrecks. The most serious one north of Denver, southbound 25, approaching E-470. It's off on your right lane and shoulder, and it's blocking that ramp southbound to E-470. We got some slowing around it. In Aurora, southbound lanes 225 also affected near Iliff, but that's in the cleanup. Looking good just about everywhere else around the city. Right now, weather mostly sunny and warmer. High of 48 today, fair and 22 currently. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help. one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Rack up huge savings at the Brunswick Home and Billiard Pool Table Sale Event this weekend only at all three area Brunswick Home and Billiard locations outside of Park Meadows and Flatiron Crossing and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. This weekend and this weekend only, Brunswick Home and Billiard has all Brunswick pool tables on sale. And in addition to the great savings on pool tables, Brunswick Home and Billiard has tremendous savings on all bars and bar stools, poker tables, and more. During the special pool table event, pocket up to $1,000 in savings with your choice of a free air hockey table, a free foosball table, or a free Brunswick billiard chair with the purchase of a qualifying Brunswick pool table and accessory. Don't miss this opportunity to own a legendary Brunswick pool table and receive a free chair or game table. Plus, this Friday through Sunday only, everything in store is on sale. Stop by this weekend for huge savings. Brunswick Home and Billiard, Denver's only authorized Brunswick pool table dealer. Brunswick Home and Billiard, across from Park Meadows Mall, in the village of Flatiron Crossing, and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. Visit BrunswickBilliards.com for the store nearest you.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My fellow citizens, our military commanders and I have carefully weighed the options, discussed every possible approach. In the end, I chose this course of action because it provides the best chance for success.
All right, there's George W. Bush from last night, 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 44, Jay Marvin, John M., and let's welcome our buddy, Democratic strategist and friend of the show, Rich Masters. All right, Rich, you've been around a long time. You watched it last night, along with maybe a few of us. I'm not so sure how many people actually did see it or chose American Idol, I guess, instead, but what was your opinion of the speech?
Well, let me say, from a partisan perspective, I have one thing as an observer of American speeches. I got to give credit where credit was due. I thought it was one of his better speeches, quite frankly. I think gone was kind of the smug arrogance that we've seen in the past, and you know, a lot of that was delivered to him because of the fact that he knew he was standing for the first time in front of a democratically controlled Congress. Gone was a lot of that smug arrogance that you normally see in a Bush speech. And I thought actually in particular that the Iraq section was crafted very well. I thought it was very, very well written because one of the things I do is write speeches. And I actually think the speech was really pretty well written. And some of the domestic policy initiatives could have come out of a new Democrat Bill Clinton as much as they came out of Bush last night. So from a stylistic standpoint, I would give him, a B compared to what he normally gets. And from the construct of the speech, now when you scratch deeper and talk about the actual policies that he talked about, including Iraq, he laid out in his Iraq speech, in the Iraq portion of his speech, exactly why Iraq is important. I wish he would have understood the need to go in there and win this war quickly when we went in so that we didn't have to be dealing with this 3, 4, 5 years later. It seems as if, almost like a light bulb went off to him, that this was going to be a complex place. And I think he explained that well last night. I sure as heck wish he'd understood that when he took America to war so wrongly 4 years ago.
See, I just saw it as being, when he started in on the Iraq part, I just saw it as being the same thing that he said so many times before. He weaves in 9/11. He weaves in the threat. He does the whole thing. And then he asks, for a chance for this to work. And on what capital is he betting on here? What credibility does he have? I mean, if we're sitting around a poker table and playing Texas Hold'em, And he's, you know, he's got no chips. I mean, he has. We've tried this escalation, this surge business before, and it hasn't worked. And he goes down the same road again. And then the other thing is about the other things that he talked about. Suddenly now he cares about health care. Suddenly
right.
Now he wants to be bipartisan. Suddenly now he's interested in energy, which he was interested in energy last time, but nothing was virtually done about it. Do you think I'm right, or do you think I'm off? I'm way off.
No, I think you're right on target. I mean, I think, you know, and it's funny that you use the analogy of a poker player, because that's a lot of what I saw, and that's a lot of what I see in his Iraq policy. Here's a guy who has, you know, if anyone's ever gone gambling, either at the blackjack table or a poker table, you're sitting there at the end of the table, and you win a few hands, which he did off of the beginning of his presidency, and then you lose hand after hand after hand, and progressively, in a vain attempt to try to get yourself back, you increasingly up the ante, even though you continue to lose. This is a poker player sitting at the end of his table who has now shipped all of his chips in. Unfortunately, A, they're borrowed chips, and B, they're not his chips. They're our chips. They're American people's. And the women and men who are over there stuck in the middle of a civil war are the chips that he's betting. He has no chips. He has no credibility with the American people.
No, he's bluffing, which is okay if you're going to bluff and you've got something to bluff with, where you can, you know, say he was going to increase the troop surge by 100,000. But to put in 20 is like, to carry the poker analogy, it's like somebody else raising and then you... Okay, well, I'll raise $20, and you're acting like you're bluffing with nothing of a raise to bluff with.
Well, I think he went in thinking that he needs to do, you know, he's looking at history because that's all presidents do in their last 4 years, and definitely in their last 2 years. And you know, historically, it's Nixon and Truman. And I think he has made the determination, because they, from what they say, he's been reading a lot of biographies, which, you know, you think he might would have wanted to have done that before he actually ran for the office to get an idea of what it was all about.
Or a good book on Iraq.
Yes, at least something on the Middle East to understand that we was going to bust into three pieces, which everyone, our allies and everyone else, knew over there. This president seemingly was completely clueless on it. And I found it, you know, I found it predictable, and I think we talked yesterday. I fully expected that his domestic agenda would sound exactly like a moderate Democratic, agenda.
Yeah, but there's something wrong, though, with this health care plan. First of all, he starts talking about these private health insurance accounts, which, you know as well as I do, is a giveaway to his buddies in the medical industrial complex. I mean, this is like a big... You know, this is, you know, that number one is a giveaway. And then number two, he doesn't fully explain, and I guess maybe because in 50 minutes he doesn't have time, but at some point he owes us an explanation as to how the hell he's going to finance all this. How's he putting all this stuff up in the dinner table and serving it up for us to eat, and has no clue as to, it doesn't tell us how the hell he's going to pay for any of this stuff?
Oh, and you forgot the most jaw-dropping moment is when he said, that he's going to not only do this, but he's going to balance the budget in five years?
Oh, how's that going to happen?
I thought that was hysterical when he says, we're going to balance the budget. And everybody stands up and applauds, and he says, without raising taxes. And all the Democrats sat down.
It's unbelievable. Mathematically, fiscally, it's absolutely impossible to do it. Okay, now two things. Back to the health care thing. He did trot out that old, golden oldie, ridiculous medical savings accounts, which won't work.
No.
Most experts say it won't work. You're absolutely right. It's a sop to his buddies. He drags that old golden oil. He had to lead with that because the problem that he's going to have, if he structures the kind of bill that he's talking about, which is basically taxing wealthy people's income, taxing as income more wealthy people's contributions to their insurance. Because basically that's what he's talking about here, is a tax increase. But he can't say that because, of course, he's George Bush. No more read my lips. But that's how if in order for this to work, that's exactly what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to tax wealthy people's health benefits as income to pay for poor and working poor to be able to afford their own health care, which, again, sounds like a pretty decent idea. No one sees any details on this stuff, which is obviously what I'm significantly worried about. On the face of that proposal, that's something I think I could be in favor of. But we don't know what the details are, and we're going to end up with the same old tired medical savings accounts in some form or fashion when it comes to health care. This was a speech designed to kind of spin the dialogue to something domestic to get away from Iraq. It's not designed to pass policy. He's way beyond that. He couldn't pass good policy right now, I don't believe.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. All right, so to finish this up, if you had to give him a grade between, like an A, B, C, D, or an F, what do you assign it?
For purely trying to give you an objective answer, from a stylistic standpoint and from a well-crafted speech, again, that's what I do for a living, so I'm looking at it from that aspect. I thought stylistically I would give him a B. From a public policy standpoint, this is a D minus or an F. I mean, he threw a few sops to the Democratic Congress. I sure as heck would have loved him to say the House passed minimum wage increase. The Senate's going to do the same thing, and if it gets to my desk, I will raise the minimum wage. I would have loved to have seen that. Did not see any of that. A lot of golden oldies. From a public policy standpoint, D or an F. From a stylistic standpoint, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say I thought that I was glad to see that smug, arrogant smirk gone.
I got to ask you one last thing, which I forgot to ask you before we go. Immigration. My feeling on that is, at least he wants to get something done, and at least he sounded to me like he wants to do it in a rational manner. And they had a little shot there, Tom Tancredo kind of shaking his head. And any time Tom Tancredo shakes his head, then I know that something good must be going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think immigration is going to be one of the fixes. I think the president will sign minimum wage, and that's going to go through first minimum wage increase in 10 years because of a Democratic Congress. But I do think that the immigration, a sensible, smart immigration reform policy is going to be, without question possible. And a little note on Tancredo, by the way, is something that you have either of you seen the cover of his book?
No.
All right. Keep in mind the Republicans, the anti-flag-burning party. So go online and check out Tom Tancredo's book. It's a burnt American flag.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. You're right about that. It is a burnt American flag.
I am swearing to you, I wish Democrats would call on the House of Representatives to censure him for destroying the American flag. If they really believe in this, he's got no good excuse to vote for an amendment to ban flag burning and then have a burnt flag on the cover of his book and make money off it.
Amazing.
Well, Rich, that's just another shining example about why we have you on.
You notice the things we miss.
That's right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you being on the program again.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all you do.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
There's Rich Masters, and he's a Democratic strategist, and he knows, a lot of what he's talking
very
about.
Very observant.
Here's a email at an instant message at am760.net. Did both of you happen to notice that Dick and W drank their water at the same time?
Yeah.
My hubby and I nearly blew snot laughing when it happened.
My wife's comment was, Cheney's proving he can drink water and still run the dummy at the same time.
That's right. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up, what you thought about the State of the Union. And maybe, maybe you didn't watch the speech. Was American Idol on last night? Maybe you watched American Idol. Oh, it was on, but it was delayed because of the speech? All right, maybe you did something else.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
We also have a single vehicle wreck right now on westbound I-70 approaching Chief Hosa if you're headed into the high country. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies and warmer, high of 48, right now fair and 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
How much did you spend yesterday? And what if you hadn't? What if you'd saved it instead? How much would you have in a year?
world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
With 36 children rolls past the rural farmlands. At a diagonal train crossing, the bus slows, then stops. The 23-year-old bus driver looks back, this time through frosted windows, then pulls forward. From seemingly nowhere, a train, running behind schedule, slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant. Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read the crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as $1 a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-641-8420. That's 1-800-641-8420. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-641-8420. 1-800-641-8420.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The president took us into this war recklessly. He disregarded warnings from the National Security Advisor during the first Gulf War, the Chief of Staff of the Army, two former commanding generals of Central Command, whose jurisdiction includes Iraq, the Director of Operations on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and many, many others with great integrity and long experience in national security affairs.
That's part of the Democratic response. That's Jim Webb, newly elected senator from Virginia, who beat Senator Mikaka, and I thought he did a great job. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. High today, 44, mostly sunny. We're talking about the State of the Union, and your chance to weigh in on it at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. Also, you can go to am760.net. And I am me. Plus, you can go there and guess how much weight I've lost. And you can maybe win an HD radio if you get close. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm one of those people that did not watch the State of the Union, and there's a reason why. I'm one of those people. I cannot watch that man on television still. I mean, he just infuriates me so much I cannot watch him. But
yeah, there's a lot of people who feel that way.
I used to religiously watch The West Wing, for instance, but after he was elected, I couldn't even watch that just because anything about the Oval Office just sickened me. But anyway, anything that he said in the State of the Union last night is completely irrelevant. Because he doesn't mean it, unless he's, you know, pushing on Iraq, which he does mean, but his domestic initiatives, on saving energy, as you mentioned, he said the same thing last year. What happened? Nothing. Molly Ivins said before he was chosen by the Supreme Court back in 2000, based on her experience of watching him as governor of Texas, that you can't believe anything he says. You just have to watch what he does.
Well, Well, I think most Americans now feel that way. He doesn't have any credibility, and most of the world feels that way about him, too.
Yeah, the latest poll numbers show that his honesty rating is down around 40% now. That was always one of his high points. He fooled a lot of people for a long time.
Which is still frightening, that 40% of the people of this country still think that he's honest. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's one of the most crooked presidents we've ever had. But a perfect example of this is he came in saying, I'm a uniter, not a divider. He never meant that. He never meant to practice bipartisanship in any way, shape, or form.
No, you're right, and he's back doing it again last night, suddenly acting like Mr. Bipartisan, and we didn't know that he's not.
I'm going to work with the Democrats, and believe me, he has no intent. He has nothing but contempt for Nancy Pelosi. He cannot stand these people that he's going to be forced to work with, and the only way to bring this man around is through hearings and subpoenas. That's the only way we're going to get this guy's attention.
You know what? Unfortunately, I think you're right.
And one last thing, because I happen to be... I work for a managed health care company. Rich's comments about this health care proposal, I don't know if you read Paul Krugman's column.
Yeah, I did.
About this. I mean, this is a god-awful idea.
It is terrible.
All it is more tax cuts for the wealthy.
That's right.
And a tax on people like me whose employers pay for most of my medical insurance.
Yeah, because it would be treated as a benefit.
Exactly.
And would be taxable. Yeah, the middle class and the upper middle class and the lower middle class in this country, working people, ought to be up in the arms over this administration.
And exactly, because they hate working people.
Yeah,
they really do.
You're right.
All they care about is the investor class.
That's all they've ever really cared about, and that's all the GOP really cares about. Kurt, I got to run. Thanks, man.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Let's go to Rob in Arvada. Rob noticed something that I noticed, too. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Okay.
Good. I just wanted to mention, and I don't know if you had commented about it earlier, but did you guys notice Vice President Cheney's wink after the president had talked about his oil and gas policy?
Yes, and he was also smiling.
Yes, he turned to the Republican side, and he winked, and he nodded, and he had a big smile on his face, and I thought... Well, regardless of who he was winking at, that just seems completely indicative of his administration, the whole administration. Everything's done, by a backroom deal, I think. And I just have been reading Fiasco.
Oh, by Thomas Ricks?
Right. And the thing that just really bugs me about the whole deal is there's just such tremendous incompetence behind all of this. I don't know how people can even give him a second chance to, conduct anything successful in Iraq.
Well, most of the public opinion polls show that most people don't. I mean, he might get a little bounce off last night, but most of the public opinion polls show that they don't want to give him a second chance. They want Congress to lead in it, even though Congress can't legally do that. And they also want us to figure a way to get out, and they want him to figure a way to get out, but he seems... And the people around him seem to be absolutely tone deaf on this subject, and he's going to do what his messianic vision requires him to do, come hell or high water. And have you ever listened to? Have you ever listened about the 36% of the people? Have you ever listened to the 36% of the people who do approve of the search? Have you ever listened to any of what they say? Like if they'll call here, or they, they.
I work in an environment with a high percentage of true believers.
Yeah, they're confused, and they bought all of this rhetoric, and they can't define victory to you, and they can't define what the strategy is, and they can't tell you what the exit strategy is, and the reason they can't is because, you know what, Rob, that stuff doesn't exist. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, former 60 Minutes producer Barry Lando will talk about Iraq, we'll talk about Saddam Hussein, and we'll take more of your calls on the State of the Union and what you thought about the address last night. And if you didn't watch it, hey, I want to hear from you, too, as to why you didn't.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Attention men. You know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
It is still within our power to shape the outcome of this battle. Let us find our resolve and turn events toward victory.
President Bush's State of the Union plea for congressional and public patience with his Iraq war strategy. Reaction this morning from two presidential contenders, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama.
Americans are frustrated, they're angry, but if we can show them a way out and one that's convincing, I think they'll support it.
He has not made the case.
A case that again takes center stage on Capitol Hill within the hour. Congressional correspondent Bob Fuss is watching.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee meets this morning to come up with wording on a resolution to put Congress on record as opposing sending more troops and asking the president to reverse course.
The president's domestic course includes a call for a drastic reduction in gasoline use to save energy and respond to climate change concerns. Reaction from Vicky Arroyo with the Pew Center on Global Climate.
Always glad to hear a mention of global warming, but very light on commitment.
Congress will debate new proposals on energy, health care, and immigration, but for many lawmakers and voters, the war is the top concern.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. As the president spoke, explosions and gun battles were underway here on Haifa Street. U.S. forces fought alongside Iraqi soldiers to clear the area of insurgents and weapons. It's one of what could be many operations involving the president's proposed buildup of troops.
I'm Frank Setapani. Two more Marines have been killed in Iraq. They died in combat in a Sunni insurgent stronghold west of Baghdad. Here at home, prosecution witnesses have started taking the stand at the perjury trial of Louis Libby, the former chief of staff for Vice President Cheney. Libby is accused of lying in the CIA leak investigation. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetta.
Prosecutors are starting their case with a host of high-powered Washington journalists and officials, people who say they had discussions with Libby about CIA officer Valerie Plame Wilson in the weeks before she was outed. They're trying to show Libby knew much more about her than he admitted to investigators. The defense in its opening statement warned jurors not to trust the witnesses' recollections or credibility.
Israeli President Moshe Katsav, facing imminent indictment on rape charges, is asking Parliament to temporarily remove him from office. Israel's justice minister is the latest to call for his resignation. On the CBS Health Watch, a British study finds that younger women can dramatically reduce their risk of breast cancer by watching what they eat.
They were eating a really high-fiber diet, lots of whole grain cereals, whole grain wheat products, and fruit and vegetables. A lot of them were vegetarians.
Dr. Kat Arney says the high-fiber diet doesn't seem to help older women to avoid breast cancer. A rare Komodo dragon at the Manchester England Zoo is a single mom in every sense of the word. Flora gave birth to five little lizards without any help from a male partner. Experts say only one other Komodo dragon's ever done that. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Now on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I won't let go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Own it today on DVD and Blu-ray disc. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. From new investments in wind and biofuel research to a call to encourage the expansion of refinery capacity, the West could be at the center of energy projects that were laid out in President Bush's State of the Union message. Colorado's Democratic Representative Mark Udall says he hopes the president's speech means more funding for the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden. A Douglas County second grader has died of viral meningitis, the Tri-County Health Department announcing that death in a letter but did not identify the student by name. County officials are urging parents to keep a close eye on their kids for symptoms of that rare disease, which usually is not fatal. And University of Colorado President Hank Brown says he's considering a plan to ask voters for a tax increase for higher education, as long as educators can show they can improve student performance and colleges can cut costs. Brown says universities' funding was slashed during the recent economic downturn, and higher education has suffered due to a lack of confidence. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Be prepared for these big delays to continue if you're trying to get into downtown northbound 25. Still had a couple of cars blocking the two far right lanes at the end of the ramp from Spear. Major stop and go behind this back to Alameda. Southbound lanes, of course, are busy too into downtown. We have the normal crowding north of I-70 as folks try to get out of Thornton North Glen, and some cleanup ongoing southbound 25 south of Highway 7. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warmer. Looking for a high of 48 degrees. Right now, fair and 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Investigative producer for 60 Minutes. He is a reporter who knows Iraq and the American involvement in that country over the past 50 years. And he's got a brand new book out called Web of Deceit, The History of Western Complicity in Iraq, from Churchill to Kennedy to George W. Bush. And Barry, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hi, pleased to be here.
Boy, I'm really tempted to get sidetracked and say, well, you live in Paris.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Something I never hear discussed. At one time, we liked Saddam Hussein. True?
Absolutely. We were basically kind of de facto allies of Saddam Hussein. We built him up. We armed him. Gave him hundreds of millions of dollars in arms. This goes back to when Khomeini was running Iran, when he came into power in Iran, and the American hostages were taken by the Iranians, and the United States and their allies in the Gulf were scared stiff by Khomeini and this already, you know, the threat of radical Islam. What happened was that they decided that Saddam Hussein would be a good tool to use against Khomeini. So in 1980, Jimmy Carter encouraged Saddam Hussein, via the Saudis, their allies, encouraged Saddam Hussein to go and invade Iran. They told him it would be no problem at all, that Khomeini's regime was ready to come apart. And so Saddam invaded. And that started a war that lasted 8 years and resulted in probably at least a million people dying on both sides. The United States and their allies, of course, and the Russians, armed Saddam throughout that conflict. And at some points as well, they were selling arms to the Iranians, as too. So they were arming both sides.
Not only did we arm Saddam, but we turned a blind eye to his continuing massacre of the Kurds.
Exactly. In 1988, the Kurds had kind of joined forces with the Iranians because the Kurds had always looked for a way to get out from under the authority of Baghdad. So at one point, they were, in a way, allies of the Iranians as well. Saddam turned on them in 1988 very, very viciously and began to slaughter them. I mean, really a kind of genocide. And he used chemical weapons on them as well. The most famous attack was at Halabja in March of 1988. But he also used chemical weapons in several other Kurdish villages and towns over the following months. And even after the war had ended that summer, Saddam's forces continued to decimate the Kurds. I mean, tens of thousands of Kurds were killed. Hundreds of thousands fled. It was a terrible tragedy. And the United States turned its back on it. They refused to condemn Saddam. They refused to allow the United Nations to even go in and investigate. And they considered Saddam, as you will, their ally.
Yeah, and then years later, of course, this is all we hear out of the administration about, and the administration's supporters about the Kurds. But here's something I don't think most people are clear about. When exactly is it did things begin and start to go sour between Saddam and the United States? Or did we force those things to go sour, or did he do it, and when did it start?
Well, it really started after the war with Iran. The United States, George Reagan and then George Bush Sr., were trying to figure out what do we do with this guy. He has a million-man army. He's got a tremendously strong potential economy. Do we want to make him kind of an ally? Do we want to get into his markets and have him buy from us? Or do we want to condemn him because of his terrible human rights abuses? Well, George Bush Sr. decided we wanted to try to win him over to our side. They had their eye on this huge market in Iraq. American farmers also were delighted with Iraq because they were selling huge amounts of rice and other grains to Iraq. So there was this kind of pro-Iraq policy, pro-Saddam policy going on. Meanwhile, though, the United States at the same time was encouraging Kuwait to increase its oil production right after the war. That resulted in the world's oil prices going down, which was a huge blow to Iraq, to Saddam, who was trying to recover after his war with Iran.
Weren't the Kuwaitis also drilling on a slant?
Yeah, they were also slant drilling into Iraq's petroleum sources. But so Saddam couldn't quite figure out what the United States was up to. On one side, the United States was encouraging the Kuwaitis to put pressure on Saddam. Saddam went to the Kuwaitis and said, look, my Arab brothers, I protected you from Khomeini during the 8 years of this Gulf War. Now, please increase your oil production so we can get some more money ourselves from petroleum. The Kuwaitis refused to budge. It turned out that the Americans and the British were encouraging the Kuwaitis not to budge. So Saddam is getting more and more desperate, and he starts moving his troops towards the Kuwaiti border as a sign of, if you guys don't come through, I'm going to act. At the same time, American officials, realizing what Saddam, realizing these troop movements were going on, did not warn Saddam what would happen if he crossed into Kuwait. There's a famous story about the U.S. ambassador, April Glaspie, being called in by Saddam, and he tells her, look, you know, I'm in bad shape. I've got to get these Kuwaitis to back down. And she basically tells him, we're not going to take any sides.
Right.
It wasn't just her. It was three or four other major top American officials, including George Bush, the president, who did not draw a line in the sand, who let Saddam think he could move into Kuwait and nothing would happen. Of course, when he moved in Kuwait, suddenly the Americans decided to change policy. I think the basic problem, it wasn't a plot on the part of the United States. They just weren't paying attention. They were too worried about what was going on in the Soviet Union, remember, which was coming apart at the time.
Right.
Berlin. So James Baker and Bush, and they were all, their eyes were someplace else.
So
although they got warnings from their own people lower down, hey, we've got to warn Saddam, they never did.
So basically, because of inaction, the whole thing came unraveled, and then Saddam found himself on the wrong side.
He found himself in Kuwait and trapped. He tried to say, okay, I'm out of here. He tried to negotiate a way out. The Americans now weren't gonna have that. They wanted to teach him a lesson. Bush had already started to move troops into Saudi Arabia, hundreds of thousands of American troops. So the Americans said, we're going to get this guy now. We're going to smash his military machine. And they wouldn't let Saddam back out. Saddam was not very intelligent in the way he negotiated either, but essentially he had walked into a trap.
7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to former 60 Minutes producer Barry Lando, and he's also the author of the book Weather Deceit, The History of Western Complicity in Iraq, from Churchill to Kennedy to George W. Bush. Do you think, Barry, the day that he got up on the scaffold and they hung him, do you think he ever understood what he did wrong or why he ended up where he did?
I really don't know. I think that, you know, like many powerful men, like brutal dictators, you're surrounded by yes men. People are too afraid to tell you what you've done wrong or even when you're going to make a mistake. You know, we might put George Bush in that same category. So I really don't think he understands either. I think he's in the same kind of cocoon.
Now, there have been suggestions in some quarters that they raced ahead with this execution to keep Saddam from talking about his relationship with the Bushes and with the Americans for years. Do you put any credence in that?
I don't think so. I think if he had wanted to try to come out with it, he might have attempted, you know, in the court. There were some outbursts by him in the courtroom. He never got into that. No, I don't think so. I think it would have been fascinating if he'd been sentenced to life and somehow some journalist or author could have gone in and interviewed him. Could have been devastating to not just to the Americans, but to leaders like Jacques Chirac in France also. You remember they sold Saddam.
That's right.
A nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
So, Barry, what do you make of the situation there now? What do you think now, and what do you think about the idea of troop escalation and knowing Iraq as you do in the history of Iraq? What's your take on all of this?
Well, I think as the Iraq Study Group reported, and of course Bush is paying no attention to that, but there is no good way out. There is no victory. Bush is still somehow calling for victory as if he doesn't realize that time is long gone. There's no way that thousands of more Iraqis are not going to die. The question is, which is the way really to resolve that problem? And I think the U.S. has got to pull out, not from one day to the next, but over the next few months. And Iraqis have got to be allowed to resolve their problems themselves. I think we have this feeling that we can fix things. We, by going in, can change things around. This goes from military coups to military invasions. But I think when you look at that part of the world, anytime any power has gone into the Middle East, Central Asia, the result has been disaster for that power. I mean, even the Russians found that when they went into Afghanistan. It blew up in their face. And then the United States attempt to force the Russians out in Afghanistan by arming the Muslim fundamentalists. That's blown up in the U.S. face.
What was Winston Churchill's great line about Iraq?
which was Winston Churchill. I don't know which one.
There was something I read recently where he was talking about what a damn mess the whole thing was, and he was saying this, of course, back 75, 80 years ago.
Yeah, he had warned, although he was part of a government that was creating this
yeah,
new Iraq.
Put it together, right.
Yeah, he realized that it wasn't going to work, and he wrote letters and communications to his prime minister telling him, look, let's just set up three separate states here. Let's not try to put them all into one because it's going to be a disaster for us. And Lloyd George, the prime minister, didn't want to do it. He wanted to keep it all together. Churchill realized the disaster that lay ahead. And if Churchill had his way, in fact, none of this would have happened today. The tragedy really was set up from the beginning by creating the state with three peoples in it who had never lived together peacefully before and had to be held together by strong men ever since. In other words, it was the British RAF, Royal Air Force, put down the first revolts the same year that Britain founded the country. The people there were already rising up. The RAF came in with bombs and machine guns to put down the uprisings. And the same thing is going on today. These same people are still rising up.
Yeah, now instead of the British, it's us. Barry, thank you so much for your time this morning. This is a great book. You've also got a blog. People can go to barrylando.com.
Right.
Check that out. And I intend to do that as soon as I get off the air this morning, too.
Also, check out YouTube, where I did a documentary a couple of years back on this, and we've put up some segments from that documentary on YouTube as well under Barry Lando.
We'll definitely do it. Right. Barry, thank you. Hope to have you back on the show again real soon.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Barry.
Bye-bye.
There's Barry Lando, and the book is Web of Deceit, The History of Western Complicity in Iraq, from Churchill to Kennedy to George Bush. Check this book out. It's excellent reading, and it's a good history of Iraq and the area. 20 minutes after 7. Coming up next, State of the Union. We'll get Senator Ken Salazar's take on it, what he liked and what he didn't. He's got a few minutes to talk to us before he goes out on the floor. And then we'll open the phones back up to you and let you comment on it and let you talk about it.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Day. Choose your save day today.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
722, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million 6-month payment freedom campaign. But here's some great news. You can still get a 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. You heard me right, no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM, with an ARM, aren't sure they can make their payments. And if rates go up, you know, a lot of people, maybe you, are going to be stuck. And then there are a lot of you that have credit card debt. And you need to get rid of that because the interest rate on that is outrageous. Stop worrying about all of this stuff. You know, if you feel against the wall, stop worrying about it. The mortgage store can help you out. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month and a lot more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company you can trust. When you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it easy. The only thing easier than getting a new loan for the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store, the guaranteed pros.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, how did the president do with his State of the Union speech? We'll ask Washington Monthly editor Paul Glastras, Newsweek's Howard Fineman, David Brock from Media Matters, and our special Al Franken Show panel, consisting of the folks from the speedboat rental place next door. As the president went over the employees of Discover Boating, find out on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny today, high of 44. You can get podcasts of the earlier part of the show at am760.net. And also, go there and look at my picture, and you can guess how much weight I'm losing, too, and win a nice HD radio. All right. State of the Union, let's go to one of our senators, Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. And Senator, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right, let's talk about the State of the Union, and what kind of grade would you give it, Senator?
You know, I would give it an average grade, probably a C. You know, I don't think he said a lot that was new, and I think he was disappointing that he didn't say anything new relative to Iraq. His stubbornness on simply staying the course was evident last night and moving forward with the surge. His concepts on energy independence are important, but he has been saying that for the last 6 years every time that he's given a State of the Union, and frankly has failed to walk the talk. And what we need to do now is to hold his feet to the fire and walk together and see whether we can get us to energy independence.
When he talked about Iraq last night, did you get the feeling like, well, here he goes again, he's going to drag out 9/11, and he weaves all that together like he has a million times before, and offers no real solutions or no real answers to the problem of us being bogged down there?
Yeah, I felt that I had heard that speech many times before, and I thought maybe it was because I have heard pieces of the speech before on Iraq, and also because of his presentation to the nation a few weeks ago where he talked about the surge. There wasn't anything new that he said about Iraq. And I think that what the American people said loud and clear in November, and I think what both Democrats and Republicans are saying here in Congress, is that we need a new direction if we're going to succeed. You know, he talked about victory in Iraq and that there was no option. Well, the fact is that his staying the course has essentially deteriorated the conditions and escalated the violence that we see in Iraq today. And so he needs to change a course, and that's what we're going to try to make him do.
What about his health care plan that he kind of briefly outlined last night? Were you impressed with that at all, or did you because I noticed that he trotted out that old thing about private health care plans or savings plans, and he's talked about that before.
Yeah, I thought that to give him credit, that for the first time he spent a good amount of time talking about health care as one of the major issues that's crippling America. And I think that's important that he put it on the radar screen. On the other hand, he trotted out a couple of concepts with respect to health care, which I think are very problematical. If you are going to tax health care insurance in our system now, it means that hundreds of millions of Americans who currently receive health care and who don't have to pay for that benefit because it's included as one of the benefits, are going to have to start paying taxes. And so I think his proposal on health care is probably similar to his proposal on Social Security of 2 years ago, that it's going to run up against the buzzsaw. Now, having said that, I do think that this health care issue is bankrupting so many American families and small and large businesses alike that we need to grapple with the issue and see how we can move forward with some solutions both at the state and the national level.
7:28, 28 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar on the line with us. What about immigration? Did you like that? I mean, he at least seems that he wants to get some kind of a workable deal on this problem.
You know, I think he was sincere, and I think he has been sincere in trying to get to some kind of resolution. And now with the November elections behind him, we had to move forward to developing a comprehensive immigration reform. He ended that part of the State of the Union with a plea to the Congress that we deliver a comprehensive, and he said comprehensive and emphasized that, immigration reform package to his desk that he could sign. I think we can get that done. We had legislation that we passed in the Senate last year. We will make that better. We'll work with the House and get something over to him hopefully this year.
All right, two last things here before you go. Nothing last night about New Orleans and virtually nothing about rural America. And we know that a good deal of your state, our state, Colorado, there are rural families out there, and he said nothing about them.
You know, I do think that if you look at the negatives of the speech, you know, I said last night to a number of media outlets that I was disappointed, frankly, that this president who received two-thirds of the vote in rural America had zero to say about rural America and about agriculture. This year is the year where we will reauthorize the Farm Bill, create a new national farm policy for America. And yet he had nothing at all to say about it. And to me, I think that's a great omission and something that people in rural America should notice.
And nothing about New Orleans.
I didn't say anything about New Orleans and the struggle that they're continuing to go through down there with respect to rebuilding.
All right. Thank you, Senator Salazar. Appreciate you coming on the air and taking time out of your busy morning. I know you're due to get on the floor, and we don't want to keep you from work, just like you wouldn't want to keep me from work.
All right, Jay.
But it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, I didn't get a chance to ask him about the whole scrape with Tancredo, but then again, you know, the audience, I mean, people have called in here and said that Tancredo virtually is irrelevant.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And with 1% in Iowa, I don't think he's, you know, going anywhere in his big presidential campaign. By the way, we will have Congressman Ed Perlmutter at some point this morning, too.
I think even his fellow Republicans think Tancredo's irrelevant.
Well, you know, be that as it may. All right, the phones are open now again at 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. Let's talk about the State of the Union. It's the big story here this morning. If you didn't watch the State of the Union, you know, don't feel like, well, the only people who can call in are the people who watched. Because if you didn't, I'd like to know why you didn't. I'd like to know what it is that you did instead of watching the State of the Union. If you're like the rest of us and you tried to power your way through the 50 minutes of George W. Bush, your impressions of it, what struck you, what you liked, what you didn't like, and what you thought about the speech overall, were you like a lot of us? All right, I'm not going to say a lot of us. Let me just say me. Who sat back and went, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, you bet, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. Because I honestly think, I really believe this, if we have this exact conversation a year from now, maybe with the exception of immigration, nothing that he talked about will get done. We will not cut the use of gasoline.
Nope.
Because he didn't say how he wants to do that.
We'll do nothing on health care.
We'll do, you know, health care will go nowhere. Well, I mean,
education reform will go nowhere.
And plus, on top of that, how does he intend to pay for all this stuff?
The magic fairies will come down and drop gold shillings into his pockets.
And what about Iraq? I mean, here we are, and we're still there. And he had no, you know, he's still sticking to his guns on this. He won't change. And it's the same stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to watch. I mean, did you notice that John McCain and Ted Kennedy were both falling asleep, even at the beginning?
I don't think they were falling asleep. I think what they were doing is they were reading notes or making notes.
Oh, it looked like they were sleeping.
No, because Kennedy had a pen in his hand and was writing, and so was Barack Obama was writing, and Hillary Clinton was sitting there kind of glaring at him.
Glaring at Barack or at the...
No, at the president. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, I thought she did a fine job with that sit-down interview with Oberman last night.
Yes, she did.
I thought that was pretty good.
You know, I was looking at her and I remarked to my wife, I said, you know, this woman would make a good president. If Barack doesn't get the nomination and she does,
I'm back in Barack.
Yeah, me too.
But I would vote for her if she got the nomination. All of this stuff was really, and we've got a whole sound bank here, which will run full of stuff that he said last year that is exactly the same as he said this year.
Well, I liked Olbermann last night pointing out all the lies from previous states of the
Union. Well, he did it last night, too. I can give you one, I can give you one example that he gave last night. He tried to peg the insurgency, and he tried to peg the sectarian violence on the blowing up of that mosque,
yep.
that golden mosque.
Yep.
And in reality, that's not when it started. It started much earlier than that.
18 months earlier than that.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that he got caught asleep at the wheel with that. And so he skipped over it. He just kind of started at that point. And most people in the administration start at that point when it comes to Iraq. And in reality, that stuff had started 18 months earlier.
I found it interesting that he twice mentioned Al-Qaeda and the Sunnis in the same breath.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, too.
That was strange.
Most of the Muslims in this country are Sunni.
Right.
And also...
Our allies.
The Saudi Arabians are Sunni, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
But he did say Sunni extremists. Now, you got to give him credit for that. So that's like saying extremist members of any group. I'm not going to, you know... You can't criticize him for that. I mean, on that part, he was, you know, he's right. But we don't really. I don't think he has a total bead on who's doing what over there. I think he's flying blind. No, I really do.
I agree with you.
I don't think he gets it.
Like you mentioned earlier, he should have been reading books about this.
Well, he should have read this Barry Lando book
before he ever started any of this.
Yeah, you know, here's a big question for people who support what Bush wants to do here. Why do we think that now in the year 2007? We can get these three groups of people to live together in one country when the British couldn't do it 85 years ago.
Yeah.
Why are we different than they are? I'd love to ask somebody that, supports the policy.
Your attitude is that this whole incursion in there was ideological, right?
That's my idea, yes. I think it was his idea. I think that he has this vision, this messianic vision, and I believe that. Yeah, I believe it was all ideological.
That faith-based reality.
Yes. Yeah, that he's going to go change things and that he can do it and blah, blah, blah. And that comes from not understanding the area. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour. We'll get traffic with Gina. We'll take your calls coming up on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Jay. Well, if you're on northbound I-25 aiming for downtown, you're going to hit that jam now near Evans. We had a wreck a bit ago right near Spear, and apparently some black ice at the crash site making it difficult to get those vehicles towed away. So heads up if you're on that side of the freeway. Southbound lanes are crash-free, definitely peak volume now in the downtown area. Crash involving a pedestrian has the intersection of Colfax and Down.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver. Stay up to date with AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com.
Regis. Offices that work for you.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Rack up huge savings at the Brunswick Home and Billiard Pool Table Sale Event. This weekend only at all three area Brunswick Home and Billiard locations. Outside of Park Meadows and Flatiron Crossing and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. This weekend and this weekend only, Brunswick Home and Billiard has all Brunswick pool tables on sale. And in addition to the great savings on pool tables, Brunswick Home and Billiard has tremendous savings on all bars and bar stools, poker tables, and more. During the special pool table event, pocket up to $1,000 in savings with your choice of a free air hockey table, a free foosball table, or a free Brunswick billiard chair with the purchase of a qualifying Brunswick pool table and accessory. Don't miss this opportunity to own a legendary Brunswick pool table and receive a free chair or game table. Plus, this Friday through Sunday only, everything in store is on sale. Stop by this weekend for huge savings. Brunswick Home and Billiard, Denver's only authorized Brunswick pool table dealer. Brunswick Home and Billiard, across from Park Meadows Mall, in the village of Flatiron Crossing, and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. Visit BrunswickBilliards.com for the store nearest you.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Many in this chamber understand that America must not fail in Iraq, because you understand that the consequences of failure would be grievous and far-reaching.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Good, good. Well, I didn't really watch the speech last night. It would be just another pandering moment for our president to try and, you know, I mean, he doesn't say anything anyways when he's up there, and you know that these guys are going to do whatever they want to do. Regardless, they feel that they have this executive power, and in listening to some of the foul speech or I should say testimony by our wonderful attorney general that's been going on the last couple of days, you know they don't care. I mean, it's just they're trying to get this oil deal done, and that's what it's all about. It's about this oil deal.
And so you didn't watch it because you figure it's the same old that you've always heard.
It's garbage. It's just plain garbage. I did catch some sound bites this morning, you know, of this whole thing about the health care thing that he's got going. And I thought, oh, yeah, here we go. Tax another 150 million Americans more when you say you're trying to reduce taxes. And it's raising taxes on the middle class. That's all it's doing.
Well, I wonder how many other people didn't watch. I mean, we had to watch it because it was our job. It is our job to watch. I honestly thought about not watching it and just going and getting the transcript this morning, which you can get out of the New York Times website, and then reading it before I came on. But I ended up watching it.
Yeah, because
the one part, though, that you missed, which was really good, was Jim Webb's rebuttal, Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, his rebuttal to George W. Bush, which I thought was excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I caught some of what he had to say, too, which is, I think, you know, let's start slamming these guys. I mean, we have that opportunity to do so, And I think that this lack of accountability that's been going on for the last 6 years has come to an end. And what makes me mad more than anything else, Trump troops are already over there. I mean, you know, he sent them. So it's like, what's the point? He's doing whatever he wants to do anyways. I think now would be the best time for Congress to step up and say, okay, you know something? We still have this ace in the hole, which is an impeachment card.
Well, no, the ace in the hole that they hold is cutting off the money. Yeah. Would you be in favor of cutting off the funds?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I've never been in favor of this war from the beginning, and I knew it was a mistake going in there to start with, and I just think that, you know, let's do what we had to do to get the people out of Vietnam. All right? Let's cut that money off. Let's stop it. Let's get these people back home. Because and this idea of taking this and turning it into three different countries is probably what's going to have to happen. And if they don't look at that idea alone in creating three different countries out of this one country, then they're making a big mistake. Try and make this all-inclusive is just going to hurt people.
Yeah, Joseph Biden's talking about that, and that would be his idea. Dave, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. And here's something I want to ask. Do you think the Democrats were too polite last night?
I think Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid probably told them ahead of time to be on their best behavior, that they didn't want a confrontational attitude toward the president.
Yeah, but do you think that they were too polite? I mean, do you think that they were too polite and that they shouldn't have been as polite as they were? Or do you think that they... You know, this is another thing I haven't asked on the air, and for those of you who saw it, I wonder what your feelings are about this. Do you think that they were too polite, or did they play it exactly as the way they should have?
I think they played it the way they should have. You can't... You might disrespect the man, but you can't disrespect the presidency, you know? Especially when you're there.
I've heard that argument before about disrespecting the presidency. And
yeah,
you know, the president is a man. He's not a god, not a king.
No, but this was the state.
I'm not suggesting that they, you know, get up and boo him. Or
my wife thought they should turn their backs on him. I know.
Well, but sometimes I think they stood up and applauded when they shouldn't have, and sometimes I think they were way too polite.
I'll agree with that.
Because he's not a bipartisan guy.
They should have sat on their hands more instead of giving him, you know, the joining with the Republicans.
Or does it project the right kind of image to be friendly like that?
Or does it project a better impression to be confrontational?
Because one of the things is, I think, and people can call in and talk about this, I think the country is tired of the squabbling and the anger.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe being angry and negative like that would just turn more people off.
No, especially after he made that big deal about Pelosi at the beginning, you know. It was like he was trying to reach out and mend fences, even though we can doubt.
All right, well, for those of you who saw it, do you think the Democrats were too polite? 303-713-7600. Do you think they were too polite, or do you think that they... Because somebody who was in the room who was watching it with me muttered, damn hypocrites, and then I went, yeah, you're right. Well, I've never understood this. How do you, like, not like somebody or no, let me rephrase another way. You vehemently disagree with them, yet you sit there and go,
They're professional politicians.
Well, okay, but haven't we had enough of that? Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
No, I didn't watch the speech last night, though I did watch around it. I spent my time more productively watching Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with you. I'm a science fiction fan, so I'd agree that's probably more productive.
Well, when it comes down to it, the State of the Union, I mean, I've never watched one of his because I basically kind of think that he's a pitiful character that is just out for his own interest and his own ego. But I watched most of Clinton's. I didn't watch his father's. State of the Union speeches either, but I watch around them. I watch the analysis afterwards. I watch the breakdown of the speech and how many times certain things are said and all of that. So it's not that I don't have interest in what they say during the State of the Union, or I don't think it's important, because what they emphasize tends to be much like what, I went to a dude ranch once, and they said, you know, when you're on a horse and you're looking at a cow, you can tell where the cow's going by watching where his face is turning. And pretty much that's the same way with the State of the Union, in that how many times they say things and what they emphasize in the State of the Union is like watching a cow, and pretty predictable as to where they're going. As far as I did watch Jim Webb's rebuttal. It was great. And I did end up watching a little bit of how the aftermath coverage was and how the Democrats reacted to it. And when you think about it, you know, the Democrats have to, they're right now getting a lot of Republicans on board in opposition to the war and things like that. Now, if they had been
hostile,
more hostile to the president, it makes it more difficult for them to get the Republicans to come on board and oppose the bad things that this president is
doing. Yeah, that's a good point. They have to work together. You're right about that.
You have to. I mean, diplomacy is what we've been missing ever since this president's been in office. There has been no diplomacy on the part of the Republican Party. They've just been basically a bunch of dictators in terms of how they've run things. And the Democrats came in, and they're tasked with making government work again. And it hasn't worked ever since Bush has been in office. So in order to make government work, you have to have and reinstitute diplomacy. And the only way you're going to do that is to actually reach across the aisle and get some of the more moderate Republicans that actually have a sense of history and what needs to be done, obligations to the country and things like that, and get them on board. So
I think they had
to do that.
Yeah, I, you know what, on that, you're making some really good points. By the way, Turk is playing you some Star Trek music there in the background. All right, John, thanks, buddy.
Jay, if I could say one more thing.
I got to go, man. I'm out of time.
Okay.
I got to call me again. All right, 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk and podcast of the show at am760.net.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th. Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is.
Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Denver Rubber Company in Denver reminds everyone this winter to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This message sponsored by Denver Rubber Company at 2340 West 2nd Avenue, a custom gasket manufacturer and a master pump distributor. For everything in custom gaskets and master pumps, go to Denver Rubber Company in Denver or call 303-722-2833 for expert service.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
I always wanted to be a fireman.
A pilot.
A teacher.
But the rising cost of college was a big reality check. That's why I joined the National Guard.
The Guard gives me money for college.
So I can go to school full-time and fly part-time.
My unit helps out after a natural disaster hits. So I get to help people, just like I always wanted. There's no bigger rush than being a firefighter in the Guard.
Than flying a Black Hawk.
Than leading my squad.
Thanks to the Guard, I'm becoming who I always wanted to be.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how much you'll receive towards your college expenses.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, how did the president do with his State of the Union speech? We'll ask Washington Monthly editor Paul Glastras, Newsweek's Howard Fineman, David Brock from Media Matters, and our special Al Franken Show panel, consisting of the folks from the speedboat rental place next door. As the president went over the employees of Discover Boating, find out on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When one looks at the health of our economy, it's almost as if we're living in two different countries. Some say that things have never been better. The stock market is at an all-time high, and so are corporate profits. But these benefits are not being fairly shared.
Part of the Democratic response last night from Virginia Senator Jim Webb. 8:27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 44 under mostly sunny skies. By the way, check this story out. A passenger is removed from a Qantas Airlines flight because he had a T-shirt on with a picture of President Bush on it that said World Terrorists. They removed him because they thought that he might offend... guess I don't read the... public opinion polls, he might offend other passengers and was a threat to security. Now, I've always wanted to go to Australia, but is there another way to get there other than Qantas? That's a pretty lame move, isn't it? Throw somebody off for a T-shirt? One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Liz in Denver. Liz, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I don't disagree with anything that your guest said. But I think the outrage is a bit premature in the fact that, first of all, in the show, they have not labeled anyone besides the good guy a Muslim. No one has been identified as a Muslim except for the one guy who is a good guy. The other thing is the reason that you can't seem to understand why nobody else sees this outrage is because those of us who watch it know that the villain always changes. And I guarantee you, and for those of you who have T-voted, please don't listen right now, I guarantee you.
Wait a minute. No, stop.
Don't spoil it.
No, because I'll get a million complaints from people.
Okay, let me.
I won't give it away. I'll just say that I guarantee you the person who is going to be the bad guy here is American.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as we learned from the last episode, the two people who seem to be the main villains here that the terrorists are getting their nuke stuff from are Americans.
Don't be giving anything away.
No, that's all we're saying.
I'll tell you something. I really like this, and this happened to me the other day. You know, speaking of giving things away, I really like this form of open wheel racing called A1 Grand Prix. And they race all over the world, right? And it's taped. And it shows here in the United States like a week or 2 weeks later from where it shows in Europe and also in Latin America. And the A1 Grand Prix has a website, and they have like a little fan zone, and you can go on there and, you know, post. And I'm on there one day, this was a couple of days ago, I'm on there reading, and I had to stop reading. Because the next race, which is going to play today, by the way, is in New Zealand, and they're on there discussing how it ends. and I'm going like, hey, I don't want to see this because I don't want to know how it ends. And there's going to be people who are going to say, hey, thanks for having that woman on who gives us like the ending of 24. Okay, so don't give the ending. Yeah. But I understand. But I also understand where she's coming from. Because as Paul Walden said yesterday, when you don't have that many Muslims portrayed in the media, the few that are there, even if you have one or two that are portrayed as being bad, it has a bigger impact because there are tons of white and African-American people who are portrayed in the media as being good and bad all the time.
Right. But the thing is, they have not been identified as Muslims. They're just terrorists, and they have not said that they're Muslim. That's what's funny about it, is that there's all this...
Do they look Arabic?
Well, what's funny is the one guy who was going to get on the bus was of Arabic descent, and the guy who ended up blowing him up looked like he was Asian. So, see, they just set up a little...
The one who was going to get on the bus could be a Mennonite Christian from Lebanon.
No, he was Asian.
And by the way, I have to throw this in. For those people who complain when you guys have a little bit of fun, please go get a life.
Oh God, you can't believe that.
The last 15 minutes of your show last Friday, I was rolling on the floor laughing.
What were we doing?
Well, I love hearing the stories of these old guys in radio. I think it's wonderful. It's Americana. It's history. And they just need to get over it and go bowling or something because it's like... I love hearing it. You have inside stuff that we would never know unless you guys talked about it. And it's wonderful to hear. So just ignore them and just please me.
All right. Well, we'll expose. You know what? Between now and the end of this year of 2007, between the two of us, between John and myself, we will expose the entire game to you.
Seamy underbelly.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you were a kid and you watched professional wrestling and you thought it was real, and there were only those select people who knew to cop the kayfabe, as they say, who knew the inside deal about what was going on, and we'll expose it.
You keep your job after that?
Oh, who gives a damn? Who cares? I was looking for a job. I was looking for a new job when I took this one. All right, Liz, we love you.
Love you, too. You guys have a great day.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you try any humor on this radio station or try to fool around in any way, and you start getting all these emails.
Hey,
why aren't you doing it? Get out of here already.
We got into this business to have fun. At least I did.
Did you get into this business to have fun?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got into this business because I didn't want to work for a living.
I got into this business for drugs and women. And found neither. Okay, no, that's not true. I take that back. I don't want to be an example to anybody who's young.
Yeah.
But there's no place for youngsters to get in this business anymore.
No, there isn't.
All these jobs are gone.
No, the good ones are gone.
What do you mean? The good ones? What do you mean the good ones? They're all gone.
No, the rest of them are cookie cutters. Yeah.
No, they're all gone. All the jobs are gone. There's no jobs. And the only jobs that you get are like, you could make more at, you know, at the fast food window at Taco Bell.
Mm, I don't know about that. Probably about the same.
Mad Grunner, please.
Want fries with that?
Not a Taco Bell. They don't serve.
Oh, that's right.
It's Taco Bell.
That's right.
By the way, are they serving lettuce there again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, how would you know? Have you been there lately?
Yeah.
Oh, you eat a Taco Bell?
I take risks. I'm a risk taker. I go to all those chains where they get dysentery and stuff like that.
Do you eat there regularly?
No. Well, probably once a month.
I hate to see your arteries.
Once a month?
The Taco Bell. Not the Taco Bell contributes directly to that. I don't want to get sued, but...
That's the only fast food place that I ever go to, and that's just once a month.
That's not bad.
No.
All right. It's 8:34, 34 minutes past the hour. More of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's get traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's not a terrible commute. Still really busy on just about every primary road across the city, except for I-25 through the Tech Center. Still have really good speeds on that from Dry Creek to Hamden. Northbound's been a problem, though. Still have backups from Hamden to downtown from an earlier wreck. Traffic is heavy on the other side of the DTC from Lincoln to C-470. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 48. Currently fair, 36 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Purina One, and we have fed them Purina One since they've been puppies. Now, we found Purina One by accident, and we noticed changes almost immediately, and you will too. And as a matter of fact, Purina will furnish you with a pet health scorecard, so you can note the changes yourself. They have a high energy level. They've got bright eyes, clean teeth, fresh breath, shiny coats. People rave at what Jackson and Coco look like, because they're healthy and they look good. And if you care about your dogs, you know, then feed them the best. Feed them Purina. Here's an exciting offer that you don't want to miss. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult or senior dog. Call today. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:39, 39 minutes past the hour, mostly sunny. High today, 44, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll get back to more of your phone calls, but first, we're going to talk to Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Who is just one hell of a great guy. And this was his first State of the Union address. And Congressman Perlmutter, good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Jay. My question to you is, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing great. Listen, you got your office all set up and everything?
Pretty much. We're still putting up some paintings. One of my daughters made a quilt for me for Christmas that has all sorts of pictures from the campaign woven into the quilt, so I'm looking at that right now. So, yeah, our offices are looking pretty good, and when you're in Washington or any of your listeners are in D.C., I'd love to have them come by. I'm in 415 Cannon.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great. Well, last night was your first State of the Union address, and what'd you think? I mean, what'd you think overall?
Let me, you're asking me about the substance of his speech. First, I'm going to just kind of lay a little bit of the setting for you for a new kid on the block like I am. And, I was just saying to John Turk that I'd focus just at 7 o'clock on November 7th. My job was to win that race, and I just was – that was where my mind was. And I didn't think about State of the Union addresses or any of that sort of stuff. And last night, sitting in that chamber, I mean, there really is something fantastic about the institutions that we have in this country. Sometimes we get off track. I think we've been off track with this president, with the prior constitutions, but I'm sitting in that chamber. There are 90 ambassadors from all over the world, many of them sitting right behind me. I was one row behind Hillary Clinton, and who was one row behind Barack Obama, and Chris Dodd, and Joe Biden, and then across the well was John McCain, and, justices of the Supreme Court, the cabinet officers. It was really, a setting that I never expected to be in, period.
Wow.
And my daughter Alexis was sitting up in the gallery, so she and I were able to go to this thing together. It was an experience I will never forget. And then afterwards, the other part I want to say, and then we'll talk about the speech, is, I'm in this setting that's unbelievable, and then we go to deal with all the media. And that was the craziest thing I've ever been in my life. And, you stand in line to go talk to this station or that station or whatever, but it was it's an experience I'll never forget.
Wow. That's so incredibly cool. Well, it's an experience you deserve, though.
Well, thanks. It's, it's something that, I just know that I can be a good voice for the people in our area. And, listening to this speech, I was asked, how would I grade it? And I gave it a C. And in part, I felt there was a very positive gesture. I don't think that it goes far enough, but a positive gesture and really a change in priorities when it comes to energy. That there is, some real effort, at least lip serviced by the president, on biofuels and renewable technologies and energy efficiency. And we've got to, that's got to be our major focus over this next decade, for all the reasons I've always said, national security, climate, and jobs. And so I felt like there was a good discussion by the president in that area. Now, that's some place where I know I can work with the administration, and I met with an assistant secretary from the Department of Energy, a guy named Andy Karsner, earlier in the day to talk about the National Renewable Energy Lab and about renewable energy. And I just, I feel like there's a place where we can work together.
Awesome.
Iraq, he's just continues to stay off track. And it's a shame. He had the ability, the opportunity to embrace the Iraq study group recommendations, kind of turned his back on that. He rejected the advice of his prior generals, Casey and Abizaid, and, forget about what Colin Powell or Shinseki had said a long time ago, whether you thought we should go into this conflict or not. I mean, he more or less has really screwed it up and is not doing anything to make it any better.
Now, we were, Jay and I were discussing earlier about the demeanor of the Democrats and the respectfulness that they showed to the president. Were you told by Speaker Pelosi before the State of the Union to be on good behavior?
Not really. I think, you know, one of the things, and I haven't had a chance to tell all of you this, but this group that I'm coming in with, smart, passionate, civil people, you know, really here to make a difference in how this country's conducting its business. And we all respect this democratic form of government that we have, you know, the House, the Senate, the White House, the courts. And, you know, we're not there to burn down the House. We're there to change the direction of this nation. And so I wasn't surprised by the civility that was shown. You know, there were times clearly where, you know, we didn't agree with what the president had said, and people generally remained seated. The Republicans may have, stood up and clapped. But, you know, we respect what we're doing. And we don't agree with the president, and they're going to be, you know, we got checks and balances back in this country. That's one of the reasons I think that he's talking more about renewable energy. But the institutions themselves can bring that check and balance back. And I was pleased with the way people conducted themselves last night.
Well, he's dealing though, not really from a position of strength, is he?
And I don't think so. He doesn't have the citizenry with him. That's the main thing. And when you don't have the people with you, it's hard to accomplish much. And then he's got a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate. And so but on the other hand, we as Ed Perlmutter, Democrat from the 7th Congressional District, if I want to make a change, these laws have to go through the White House. And so there really does have to be, you know, common ground and common goodwill where you can reach it.
But that's my next question. For instance, we can't stop him from this escalation, can we?
Eventually we can. And it really is the power of the purse. You know, I mean, this is, we'll just have to see how this is presented to us. I mean, the supplementals that have been requested before, you know, are allowing him to do this escalation now, even though, you know, I don't know if every Democrat, or there are a lot of Republicans now that are saying they are absolutely opposed to this surge, this escalation. But eventually, he's got to deal with the appropriations issues. He cannot just, from here on, you know, try to continue to borrow money from the Social Security Trust Fund and the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians to conduct this war. There's a day of reckoning coming.
Now, I've got to ask you, Ed.
You better identify yourself so the congressman knows who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Congressman John M. here.
Sure, I know that voice.
I'm Jay's sidekick. Only been in here about a week or so.
I listened to you guys last week. I actually was going to call in because you had a number of very intelligent phone calls about the war in Iraq and a lot of good conversation. I was sitting at a bank teller someplace, and I was going to call in, and then I figured I'd just let the people talk.
Congressman, you can call anytime
you
want.
Right.
You know that. The door's always open for you.
But the question I had was, where do you get your cues when it comes to the applause and the standing ovations? Are you watching Speaker Pelosi and basing what you do on what she's doing?
No. I don't know where the cues come from, quite frankly. There is some sort of subliminal thing going on in there. There was one point where I probably was the first one to stand up, and it was about discussion about the melting pot and assimilating people into this country. And you guys know, you know, my dad's family is from the Ukraine, my mom's family, daughters of the American Revolution, you know, from England and France, and then my wife's family is Filipino, Chinese, Hawaiian, and, you know, we are a melting pot in my family, and I stood up when he said that, because that's who we are. And then people stood up. I was the one who started that one.
Oh, cool. Hey, all right.
That's great. Well, I agree with that sentiment about the melting pot 100%. I also want to point out to people that we figured a lot of you would be busy this morning and that you called in on your own, that we did not contact you. And I want to tell you, Congressman, and this always goes for you. I mean, anytime you want on and anytime you have anything to say, doors open here.
Well, and I appreciate that. I really was going to call in and just say I was glad to hear you back on the air. And I'll be in town a lot. We start our grocery store thing on Saturday. I think I mentioned that to you a long time ago, Jay, where on Saturdays, probably every other week, I'll be, you know, I'm going to fly in every week to the home. You know, that's my home. We still have kids at home and all that stuff.
Right.
But on Saturday mornings at different grocery stores throughout the district, we're going to do intake where people, if they have a Medicare problem or veterans issues or Social Security issues, whatever it might be, we're going to be at different grocery stores. And this week we start at the Applewood King Supers, which is sort of my home store. They're at 32nd and Youngfield from 10 to 12 on Saturday. And I don't know how it's going to work, but we want to take, you know, our office to where people are instead of them having to come to where we are. And you know, if they've got problems, we want to try to assist them, because there's several pieces to being a congressman. What we're doing back here, and I think what the Republicans really left sort of in the lurch, was the legislative piece. And, I mean, they really did not get a lot of things done, particularly on the appropriations and the budget side. They've left our budget in a shambles. So Pelosi and Hoyer have been firm that we're going to be here, you know, lots to get the legislative piece done. But then there's the constituent piece where you try to help people work through the red tape of the federal government. And my congressional office is at 12,600 West Colfax. But on Saturdays, we're going to try to go out where people might be and just, you know, be visible and be open and accessible. And if they've got some issues, we'll try to deal with them.
By the way, I thought that was really cool. In Newsweek or Time a couple of weeks ago, where it talked about how much time you were spending on the chamber floor just trying to get names and faces together.
Oh, it's really been valuable for me. You know, first you got to sort of absorb all this stuff because it's very new and it's very different than our state legislature. I mean, it's basically everything I learned there I've got to throw out because the process is different. You know, the size of the group is, you know, gigantic. Where state Senate's 35 members, the U.S. House is 435.
Oh,
it's like the size of my graduating class from Jefferson High School, you know. So I need to – one of the things I just want to understand the process, because when I understand the process, then I can be a better congressman for our area and for our state, you know, to be able to get things done, to – you know, to move initiatives forward, and I enjoy it. I mean, that's probably, you know, sounds like something that's crazy, but I enjoy it.
No, that's not crazy at all. All right, so before you go, let's go through this again. This Saturday, you're going to be where again?
The Applewood King Supers at 32nd and Youngfield.
Okay.
In the Applewood Village Shopping Center.
Okay, please put us on your mailing list.
Sure.
And let us know about these various Saturdays, and we'll definitely get on the air and plug them for you.
Great.
And people can go to perlmutter.house.gov to look at your website and send you email. Congressman Perlmutter, thank you so much for calling in. It's so good to hear your voice. And once again, whether you're in town, out of town, wherever you are, listening on the Internet or whatever, you can always call in.
What's the weather like back there?
Today, it's not bad. It's 44, but check this out. Snow this Saturday.
Oh, not again.
It may come late.
All right, thanks, guys.
But you know what? Maybe we'll see if we can swing by the supermarket and
yeah.
See you.
All right, that'd be fun.
All right?
All right, see ya.
Thank you, Congressman.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Congressman Ed Perlmutter.
What a cool guy.
Oh, he's great. Are you kidding me?
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Skies warmer conditions, high of 48. Tonight, a few high clouds, light winds, chilly, low of 19. Right now, fair and 36. I'm Dina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels.
Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
It's tough to break into a career.
Everybody wants to hire someone with experience.
But how can you get experience if no one will hire you?
Employers like to see that you've done the hands-on work.
In the Guard, you can get paid training in your specialty. Then go out and apply those skills in the civilian world.
I wouldn't be where I am today without the Guard. I'm serving my country, and I'm succeeding in the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the job skills you need for the career you've always wanted in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
It's 8:55, 5 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yep, there is a chance of snow in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday. And if you've said to yourself, I am not going through any more of this without a four-wheel drive vehicle, without a front-wheel drive vehicle, or an all-wheel, an all-drive vehicle, then the place to go to get the most bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos, because it's simply true. They have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they make no bones about that. Over, oh my goodness, well over 500, 600 vehicles on the lot. They've got everything you can think of. You think about it, they got it. They got everything from Jaguar to Saab, Volkswagen, Toyota. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And you can find some great deals out there as well. You know, this is true about automobiles. You buy a new one, yeah, you get the smell, you get all that. But you drive it off the lot, it depreciates immediately. Let somebody else go through that headache and take that ding, and then you pick up the bargain at Rocky's. They've got great people out there to help you, too, like Marv Al Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, and tons of others. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and that's the kind of atmosphere that you'll encounter. Their matching down is still going on, up to $1,500. So you bring in $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the web at rockiesautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, man, it's 8:57. 57 minutes past the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me read you some more instant messages here. This is from Mark. Jay, you guys are right. The Dems should have kept seated more than they did. That was my biggest complaint during the speech. I kept yelling at the TV, sit down, don't stand, don't applaud. And that's from Mark in Thornton, Colorado. Here's this is from Bill. Jay, please make people aware of the president's proposed medical insurance scheme from last night's speech is a terrible idea, clearly intended to give a veneer of political cover to business leaders. Am I running out of time here? Well, I can't. Let's see, to cut employee benefits, and there's more to this, but I don't have time. I'll have to read it on the other side. And we'll do open phones. We'll open the phones at 303-713-7600. So get on the horn. We'll talk.
North America's foremost women's lecture series is back. And kicking it off Wednesday, January 31st, is Erin Brockovich. AM 760 has your chance to see the real Erin Brockovich at the Buell Theater. For more info or to purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Hello?
Awful night.
Beth?
My erosive acid reflux.
Haven't you heard of Protonix Pantoprazole Sodium?
What?
Protonix. One daily tablet helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep, even helped repair acid reflux damage. Plus, I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan.
Right. Gotta go.
Where?
To see my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 866-794-ACID to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The man at the eye of the Duke lacrosse rape case storm is facing new troubles. Live from Raleigh, North Carolina, and CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
Nick, new ethics charges filed against Mike Nifong by the North Carolina State Bar include withholding evidence and misleading a court. Sitting through a half-hour state bar procedural hearing here in Raleigh, the now-removed Duke lacrosse rape case prosecutor was stoic, pensive. He looked nervous in his 360-degree role reversal. Now a defendant facing serious ethics violations that could lead to his disbarment. Live in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Well, the Senate has started down the road that's expected to lead to a public rebuke of President Bush over his revamped Iraq war policy. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel passionately argued in committee Congress must take a stand against sending more troops to Iraq.
And we better be damn sure we know what we're doing, all of us, before we put 22,000 more Americans into that grinder.
Republican Dick Lugar said he's not confident in the president's Iraq plan either, but a non-binding resolution would have no effect except showing division.
With the passage of this resolution, I believe that we'd be letting our frustration get the better of us.
Some Democrats want to go farther and pass a law to force the president to reverse course. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
I'm Mark Knoller, live in Wilmington, Delaware, where President Bush has come to spotlight the energy component of his State of the Union address. To combat what he regards as the U.S. addiction to oil, he's calling for a 20% cut in the consumption of gasoline by the year 2017. To that end, he's promoting greater use of ethanol. And he came here to take a tour of a DuPont Company facility that researches ways to make ethanol from wood chips, agricultural waste, and grains other than corn. Live in Wilmington, Delaware, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
A happy ending to this story. A mother and her four children abducted early this week have been found safe in an Indiana motel room. Elkhart Police Sergeant Bill Wargo says the woman was terrified.
In my 14 years of doing this job, I have never seen that much fear in one person's eyes.
Well, you've heard of a beer belly, but how about a bear's belly? Jennifer Gordon is a self-confessed Chicago Bears diehard who's nearly 9 months pregnant. She's offering up her midsection as ad space, which she'll be happy to display at the Super Bowl if only someone will give her two tickets.
The response has been overwhelming so far. I've got more than 100 emails in my inbox to go through.
Her inspiration? Men who really should keep their shirts on.
I see all these guys with big beer bellies and, you know, Go Bears painted on it, and it sort of just struck me as an idea one day that I can put their logo on my belly that my husband and I will be able to go to the Super Bowl.
Now, the Bears play the Baltimore Colts in the big game, which will be held on February the 4th. This is CBS News.
I used to be in serious debt trouble. I had more credit card debt and bills than I could afford to pay. I used my credit cards to live on, and when I got hit with the late and over limit fees, I couldn't even make those minimum payments anymore. I was in really big trouble, but I found a solution. If you have more credit card bills and debt than you can handle, and you're at the end of your financial rope, Here's some good advice. Call the Debt Helpline. They'll work with your creditors to stop the collection calls and lower your interest rates. And best of all, instead of writing dozens of checks to different creditors, you'll only write one monthly check that you can afford. If you're ready to get out of debt, call this number right now. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395.
Good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. From new investments in wind and biofuel research to a call to encourage the expansion of refinery capacity, the West could be at the center of energy projects laid out in President Bush's State of the Union last night. Our Colorado Democrat Mark Udall says he's hoping the president's speech means more funding for the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden. University of Colorado President Hank Brown says he's considering a proposal to ask voters for a tax hike for higher education as long as educators can show they can improve student performance and colleges can cut costs. And two Columbine High School students are facing fraud charges after they allegedly circulated funny money at the school. Jeffco authorities say one of the kids created the currency using a home computer and a printer. Cops say they seized the computer, printer, and a fake $2 bill that was passed at the school student store. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michael, or Regina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking much better right now around the city. No new problems, although we did have a stalled semi near 92nd Avenue affecting southbound I-25. Looks like the Boulder Turnpike is getting back to normal. It's a very heavy, though, on the westbound side now if you are Boulder bound. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 48.
For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I could be wrong, I could be wrong. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. High today, 44 under mostly sunny skies, but as I've been saying all morning, now they're calling for a slight chance of some snow.
Just slight, though.
On Saturday and Sunday. Well, any snow is too much snow, John M. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's nice to have you along.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Who cannot get over 1968.
Yeah,
they can't get over 1969. They can't get over 1967. And they somehow think that we're going to like revisit that again, and it's going to be that way again, and it's not going to be that way again.
It's either because they lived through it the first time, or else they never did, and they want to experience it vicariously or something.
Hi, man. In a God of Devito,
off the swine, seize the time. All power to the people. You know, up against the wall, mother.
I mean, it's like, get away with stop already. God almighty.
If you're going to San Francisco,
wear a flower in your hair. I mean, that's all over with.
Yeah. Come on, folks.
And there were good things discussed about back in those days, and I'm not discounting any of that.
No.
But what I'm saying is we're now in the year 2007. Let's move ahead, and let's use technology and our brains and our passions and our hearts to organize and to get things going here and to change things. And that's why you send guys like Ed Perlmutter and others to Congress to be able to make those changes. I mean, that's what it's all about.
I agree completely. You know, there was an interesting article talking about Obama and how he has, well, it was the New York Times on Sunday about how he's beyond the boomers. The boomers now, they're kind of starting to fade into the background. It's his generation that's coming
right
to the forefront.
Well, I'm a boomer and I'm not fading in the background.
No, I'm not either.
I'm getting more active.
Me too. But I think there's a good point there, and they ended the article by saying he should make sure he doesn't alienate the boomers, because they're the largest generation there is, and they vote.
Well, he won't alienate.
No.
All right, and also, speaking of that, this out of the New York Times, rivals CNN and Fox spar over the Obama report. A disputed report on the website of a conservative magazine about Senator Barack Obama's childhood schooling kicked off a pointed exchange this week between a rival cable news network, CNN and Fox News, when CNN seemed to make an overt effort both to debunk the report and to question the quality of Fox News' journalism. The original report posted on the online version of Insight, a magazine owned by the Washington Times, owned by the Reverend Moon. Could we marry, like, 48,000 people in Denver Stadium, in Bronco Stadium, said that as a child in Indonesia, Mr. Obama attended a madrasa, a school that teaches a radical version of the Muslim faith. Mr. Obama, who spent a few years in Jakarta as a boy, is a Christian. And adding to the political volatility, the report was attributed to researchers connected to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. And there are those in the right-wing media who keep spreading this Obama thing around all the time. Some of them work in this building and ought to be ashamed of themselves to keep perpetrating lies over and over again about Barack Obama.
That's
but when
what
you've
they
got
do.
Nothing else,
that's right,
and you got a president, you know, the head of your party, who has got you so deep in the muck and is responsible for the deaths of so many American kids, then and you're so desperate, and your party is getting divided and falling apart, which the media, you know, always talks about the Democrats being divided, then what you got to do is you got to go do that stuff because you don't have anything else.
Yeah.
You have no other choice.
No. No, their backs are to the wall. The lifeboat is sinking.
Yeah, so they got to go do that.
They know it.
Let's go smear people.
Yeah.
303-713-7600, three lines open, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't make any difference. And the LA Times, by the way, had an interesting article yesterday. You know, this administration is always talking about Iran, but scant evidence has been found about in the Iran-Iraq arms link, and the administration, the government, will not show anybody in the news media any of those quote-unquote seized arms they allegedly got from Iran.
Yeah, it's just, believe us. We're telling you this,
yeah.
So believe
so
us.
So is this like Iraq too?
It sure sounds like it.
You know, there's a mushroom cloud, Condoleezza?
Right.
We'd like to know about that. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Basically, it's George Bush lip service. President Bush has a way of saying the right things. He has great speech writers. But if you look at his deeds, if you go back the last 6 years, what has he done? I mean, this guy has done nothing but run this country into the ground.
Well, basically, you're right. Basically, he has done nothing. And the things that he's promised have not, he's not fulfilled. We heard the same thing about renewable energy and all of this last year. And this idea of cutting gasoline usage. Okay, good. I think we're all for that. I think everybody agrees that we ought to do that. But how are we going to do it? That's number one. And number two, do you think it voluntarily, I mean, and I'm asking this realistically of everybody, not just you, but I'd like to hear what other people have to say about this. Do you think realistically people would like all of a sudden like stop driving? No, they're not going to do that. And so what's the answer? Raise prices on gasoline so that that would cut down on usage? I mean, how are you going to get that done? Offer alternatives? Okay, well, that's fine. Ethanol's fine. All that stuff's fine. But guess what? My car doesn't run on that.
I think it was 1995 out in California, they had a vehicle consumption, some kind of consumption, that vehicles had to be so efficient in order to run inside the city limits of LA.
Yeah, CAFE standards.
Right. And basically, we've had the technology. The technology is there to do that. I knew the companies actually in Golden. One of them was UQM, Unique Mobility, that was working on the motors, and I've ridden in the vehicles. They go 70, 80 miles an hour. They go 200 to 300 miles on a charge. They were an all-electric vehicle.
Well, those cars are out there, but you have two problems with those cars. Number one, they're not in mass circulation. And number two, you got to get them in circulation. You got to get it so that they're available and that the public gets the idea that that's what they want to do. I mean, I'm saving my money so I can buy that Tesla $100,000 handmade job that will haul rear and goes 250 miles on a charge.
Right.
I mean, that's my dream car.
And basically, that's it's kind of like the computer age where everything was so expensive, and then once we started manufacturing. But here's the thing that's on the table right now. I wanted to talk about it. There's a 30% tax incentive or rebate on the table right now for renewable energy, for solar, wind, hydro, and I'm hoping that extends onto the electric cars. With that, it makes it more affordable, it makes a quicker return on investment, and it doesn't just give tax incentives to these large corporations, which are there now. There's a 1.9% kilowatt-hour rebate to large producers of wind power and I think solar power, but this is where we need to go. And I hope the congressman is still listening, that he has the power to bring this to the table. We have the people in the right mind to bring this to the table and bring it to the American people, and the technology is there now.
Well, but you've got to get it to the point where it's common usage. You've got to get it to the point where people will use it. You've got to get it to the point where you and I can get in my car, drive to a dealership, and for me to get out and say, I want to trade this in and get one of those.
One thing,
and we're not there yet. I mean, we don't have that. You can't go into any dealership you can think of and buy an electric automobile.
Brazil has taken their oil
company. Oh, yeah, I understand that.
And they're a perfect model. And this is the United States of America. This is, to me, the greatest country on earth. And I think we have some of the greatest minds on the planet. And there's no reason that we can't take their model and say, what can we do better, and implement that. I mean, there's no reason at all. And I'm not a tree hugger, and I'm not a,
Well, you don't have to explain. You don't have to make those kind of qualifications.
Well,
I think exactly what you're saying is true. I just don't know. I just don't know how to. I mean, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go to the car manufacturers, and you're going to have to say to them, you know, you're going to have to do this and use their available outlets to sell this stuff.
How many tax dollars, billions of dollars in tax dollars, have we given them for research and development? How many we cut that funding off. We end that funding. We quit this corporate welfare system and say, look, if you're not going to do what's in our best interest, we're going to do what's in our best interest.
Yeah, but there's also a case to be made that they should – that you're right about this, 100%. But there's also a case to be made that they should do it because – in the long term, there's profit in it for them, and that's the direction to go, because in the long term, they're going to have to switch strategies.
But American corporations are so short-sighted, they don't see the long term.
Well,
see what Toyota is long term. They're a long-term company, Toyota, and look what they've done. They've come from nowhere in 1970 to the second largest United States manufacturer, right behind GM, and pretty soon they'll overtake GM because they were long-sighted. People like GM and Ford have to quit the short-sightedness, and corporations, period, have to quit the short-sightedness and look at the long term. And sure, it's a tough decision in the beginning, but we have to make those tough decisions. Well, I mean, this is our planet.
Do you think they're going to do it voluntarily, or do you think the government should compel them to do it?
I think the government has to compel it to do it because I think that the system will be manipulated by oil. Look what oil has done. It's dropped from $75 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Has the world become any safer? No. Has the world consumption been reduced? No. They've just reduced their profits. Why? Because they see what's the writing on the board. And if they go low enough with oil, people will just say, well, you know, it's down to under $2 now. I can afford that. No. I mean, this is unacceptable. It's the CO2 emissions that will create the problems that are creating the problem.
Well, you know what? Listen, no argument here, but once again, you know, you got to make that stuff available on the marketplace, and right now it's not mass available, and until you can make that kind of a switch, you know, that's what we're going to be up against, and what the deal is we're going to have to figure out exactly how to get from point A to point B, and I don't think anybody has a plan worked out to do that yet. Jeff, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. 920, 20 minutes after 9-1 line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I want that Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Ooh.
That thing is cool. And you can go look it up on the internet. It's on there. It's on the web. And there's also a $600,000 gorgeous French all-electric car called the Fetish, which is out of this frickin' world.
And out of our budgets.
And out of our budgets, but it's handmade.
Ooh. I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
It's a new year, and it's a time when many people want to make major changes in their lives. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You know, I got to ask you, how many of you follow through with your New Year's resolutions? Well, Icon LASIK Center is going to make it possible for you to follow through with your 2007 resolution reality. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. And well, now it's 2007, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make glasses a thing of the past for as little as $4.99 per eye. If you're short on cash because of the holidays, well, Icon has financing available too for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Icon now offers Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more by getting in touch with Icon LASIK Center today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, denver.com.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National Toll Free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Non-programmable. I repeat, non-programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Destruction, you know, maybe this will be the thing that helps do it. I don't know, but it was just thrilling to hear all of that.
Well, it's politically embarrassing. There's no question about that, and it couldn't come at a better time when it opened up yesterday with those, with his defense attorney saying that on the on the day when Bush was going to get up there and give the State of the Union address. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. Well, keep on doing a good job.
Okay, Pierre, good to hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Here's a instant message from somebody. It's from Terry. I disagree with your Muslim guest that there has been an appropriate amount of outrage shown about Muslim extremists from the American Muslim community. They really need a national foundation that can put talking heads on all major stations, including Fox News. I say this because every time I see an American Muslim spokesman talking head, they refuse to accept Israel's right to exist, or at the very least refuse to answer direct questions about that issue. While they will denounce the violence of the extremists, they will not denounce the extremists themselves, much like many Christians will not denounce radical fundamentalist Christians and the terrorists they produce. But, you know, throwing Israel in there with the whole terrorism question, asking somebody to talk about Israel and about the Israeli-Palestinian problem, that's one subject. And then talking about using terrorism as a means to achieve what you want, whether it's either to force some kind of change in the Middle East vis-a-vis the Palestinian-Israeli situation, or using terrorism such as Al-Qaeda does in order to achieve their ends, you know, that's kind of a different thing. And I have seen Muslims, I've seen plenty of Muslim spokespeople who have condemned this, but they're usually not asked about Israel. And the ones that I have seen asked about Israel acknowledge that that they believe that Israel is wrong and that it's a difficult situation. However, I don't see too many Jews who get on television. I don't see too many of them denouncing Israel for what Israel has done or acknowledging any wrongs that Israel has done. And also, you know, saying that American Muslims should apologize for the actions of terrorists and Muslims in the Middle East. You know, when I was thinking about this during the top of the hour break, that's kind of like saying I should apologize for Jews or I should apologize for white people because I'm white. I mean, it goes without saying that bad people are bad people, but that you don't turn around and you don't say, well, they're all bad because there are a few bad people or there are some bad people. I mean, I don't have to think that because there are bad white people, that there are bad Christians, that there are bad Jews, that there are bad Buddhists, that there are bad African Americans, that there are bad Hispanics, that they're all bad. But there are a lot of people running around in this country who believe that, you know, Muslims are a threat. And they make ridiculous, stupid, dumbass statements about Muslims. And we have some of that going on in our own media outlets right here in this area. And I can recount some of those statements. And two of my favorites in the idiotic department were the one where, yeah, if I see two Muslims praying on an airplane, I hope they get arrested and should be escorted off, and I'm paraphrasing. And then the other one is one of the talk show hosts, who also has a television show, looks at Keith Ellison and says, I got Muslim friends, but are you sure you're on America's side? And this guy, Keith Ellison, the Muslim congressman from Minnesota, is American-born, and his roots go back to the founding of this country. And this kind of stuff's got to stop. Whether it's Muslims, whether it's African Americans, whether it's white people, whether it's Hispanics, whether it's Japanese, whether it's Chinese, whether it's gays, lesbians. I mean, we got to knock this stuff off about doing this to people and making people scapegoats and whipping boys for our frustration over the things that we can't solve, or taking people and politicizing them and rolling them around in the mud in order to gain political upper hand or in order to, quote-unquote, have entertainment or whatever it is that you want to talk about. I mean, enough's enough already with this. You know, if you got a problem with somebody, you got a problem with them because they're a human being, not because of who they are or what their ethnicity is or their religion or any of that other stuff. And I get tired of this. I just get sick of it. It's sick of hearing it, and I hear it plenty. Well, they won't denounce the terror. Well, okay, fine. Then you know what? Here's my deal. You know, if you're a white Christian, and particularly if you're a white Christian male, I appoint you to be the person who has to come on the show every single time there is some crime committed or some heinous thing goes on by white Christian males, where you got to get on and you got to apologize and condemn it. Okay? How would you like to have that role? I mean, it's insane. It's nuts. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, and let's get a look at traffic now with Gina at 932. Gina?
Thanks, Jay. We're wrapping up the commute nicely. Have a few slow pockets, northbound 25. from the bridges into downtown. That's been that way for a bit. We had an earlier problem. It's long since gone. Southbound lane still heavy, 58 to Spear. And only I-70 is getting crowding on that westbound side from Washington to I-25. Otherwise, we're collision-free around the metro. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer, looking for a high of 48. Right now, fair and 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DEX, where you can find the most complete local information at your doorstep. DEX Denver Met.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
How your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night. With the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you simply set your sleep number and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you want, putting you back in control of your own comfort. And I've never slept so comfortably in all of my life. And as I said, as I've been saying, since I've been losing weight, I've been playing around with the settings, too. And you can make the bed just as comfortable as you want it, any way you want it. Because the dual air chambers and the Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body so it gets the rest it needs. And unlike other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So start this new year right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today. While you're there, see how you can get a complimentary two-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated and dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes such as yoga, Pilates, and kickboxing to reach your fitness goals in 2007. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield Stapleton.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity? What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tonight, we're calling on this president to take similar action in both areas. If he does, we will join him. If he does not, we will be showing him the way.
Jim Webb. Newly elected senator from Virginia. 9:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I want to say one other thing here. I'll go to the phones, but I want to say one other thing here about about terrorism and about third world people. And I really want you to think about this. And this may be considered somewhat of a crackpot position, but think about this for a second. What breeds terrorism? And why are people in third world countries angry at us? And one of the things we don't have in this country is we don't have a dialogue about our past and about the things we've done. Do you really think that in reality that in, say, the last 85 years, that we really care about people in third world countries? That we really give a damn about them? We don't care, you know, about how they live, about what form of government they have, about poverty, about inequity, about any of that stuff? As long as we could dig something out of the earth or sink a hole on their land? I mean, do we really care? And somehow we've reached this position where we take our national interest and we wrap it up in this idea of, well, we're going to export democracy. Where in the past, we really haven't cared what form of government these folks had. And if you sit down and analyze it, why do you think that they're mad at us? Is it because they suddenly woke up one day and they got angry and they decided that we were the problem? Is it because of what the Bush administration says on a regular basis, that they envy us for what we have and that they're dead set against our way of life? Or is it because we've messed in their lives and we have been messing in their lives for decades and it has resulted in suffering and it's resulted in tragedy? And so they're angry at us, and they want justice, and they want to get even, and they want us to leave them alone. And you look at Iraq right now, 70% of the school children in Baghdad do not go to school. They don't go to school. Why don't they go to school? Because there's too much violence, and they're scared. So they don't go to school. So what's going to end up happening here is they're going to grow up, and they're going to be uneducated, and they're going to live in poverty. And they're going to be susceptible to radical ideas. I mean, that's what they're going to drift to. And who are they going to blame it on? Are they going to blame it on Saddam Hussein? Are they going to blame it on Al-Qaeda? Are they going to blame it on their own people, be it Shia or Sunni or Kurd? No. They're going to blame it on us because we were there and we started all this.
So we're creating a whole generation
of
jihadists.
Yes, we're creating a whole bunch of people. And if we'd have an honest dialogue here about what we've done, we might be able to clear some of this stuff up. And I think a perfect example of this would be Iran. Now, the Iranians are angry at us. And they're angry at us because they had a duly elected democratic president by the name of Mossadegh. And we overthrew him. And we installed the Shah. And the Shah was a bad guy. And he killed and tortured a lot of people. And they're angry at us over that. Have we once said to them, look, we shouldn't have done that? We shouldn't have taken that step? We're sorry we did that. That was wrong. We wouldn't like it if you did it to us. But we're spoiled. We're spoiled in this country because no other country can come in here and push us around.
Yeah.
They may be able to bomb the World Trade Center. You know what? They can't go in and get rid of George W. Bush and install somebody who we don't know. Yet we've done it time and time again. We're not the only ones, by the way. The Soviets have also done it. I mean, they did it in Afghanistan with Najibullah, who nobody cared for there. So what we're reaping here in 2007 is all the blowback from all the stuff we did in the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 60s, the 70s. That's what we're reaping, and we should work to defuse it. But we don't do it. Last night, the president talked about the Middle East. He talked about Israel. But he didn't say anything about us taking a lead in trying to settle the Palestinian question. He talked about other countries being involved in it. We should be involved in it. We're Israel's number one ally, and we arm them and sell them arms. And we should be involved in fixing that situation.
And this country has been asleep at the switch.
Absolutely.
Everything else going on in the Middle East.
And the Israelis do not have clean hands.
No.
And it's, you know, this stuff, and it just goes on day after day after day, and nobody in the media, and I'm talking about nobody in right or left, wants to have this discussion. Nobody wants to sit and talk about this.
No, it amazes me, the mainstream media. They show a picture of Condoleezza Rice waving as she gets on an airplane. Then she's shaking hands with somebody. Then she's waving as she gets off the airplane. And nothing ever gets done, and they don't talk about the fact that nothing happened.
But it's, you know, it's the idea, what I'm trying to get at, it's the idea that, well, Arabs and Muslims are terrorists, and they strap bombs to themselves, and they walk into places in Israel, and they're doing this in Iraq, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Why are they doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, if the same stuff happened to us, would you not do the same thing? Would you not give your life for your country and for your friends and your neighborhood and the people you know? Would you not resist somebody who came to your country illegally and decided to take your resources and screw you around? Would you not? Would you not try to kill them?
Of course.
We kicked the British out of here.
That's right.
I mean, what was that?
Maybe this is karmic payback for doing the same thing.
Well, no, it's just the idea that we don't have any fundamental understanding of, like, why these people are doing what they're doing and why what's going on is going on, because we don't want to have any discussion about this stuff because we think we're the biggest, the baddest, and we're self-centered and we're the most important, and we never bother to think about the fact that we're in this globe called Earth and we all got to live together, and it's not kumbaya, 1968, give peace a chance. It's just common sense. Stop screwing these people around, and they'll leave us alone.
Yeah.
And start treating them as equals.
You know, the geographical isolation of this country, the fact that it doesn't lend itself to being attacked, whereas most of the countries in Europe have suffered invasion.
Yeah, exactly.
They're great diplomats because they understand what diplomacy is all about.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you know, the British and the French have been part of this, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to leave them out.
Yeah, their hands aren't clean.
Okay, they got to come to grips with their own situation as far as that goes. But I'm talking about us, the United States of America. And what's worse about it is, you know something? We teach our kids history, and we don't teach them the truth either. So they grow up, and they think the exact same thing again. You know?
Manifest destiny.
Well, yeah, and they don't want to face up to what's going on. And it's just, all right, I'm sorry for ranting here for 10 minutes, but, man, because I know, you know what, I know this. If I were Palestinian and I lived in the territories and the Israelis bulldozed my house on suspicion and jailed parts of my family, I'd do what it would take to stop them.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
man, I would say 550, 600 vehicles on the lot. Everything you can think of. You name it, they got it. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. It's true when it comes to automobiles. You buy a car, you buy a new car, and you drive it off the lot. And then what ends up happening is you take a ding on that. You take a financial hit. Let somebody else take the hit, and you go to Rockies and pick up the savings. Plus, they have their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You bring in $1,500, they'll put down $1,500. You've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Great people out there to help you out. Marvin Al Shear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Fred Lebrato. A lot of great people out there who work very, very, very hard to make sure that you're taken care of. And they've got over 100 people that are dedicated to making your experience great. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan or just look at the inventory. Or get down there and see them in person at Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, great folks, my friends, proud to talk about them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 950. It's 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you can instant message me at am760.net. Go there and guess how much weight I'm losing and win a high-definition radio. And find out what's going on with AM 760 at am760.net. Let's get back on the phones. It's open phones. And we'll get a Bill in Boulder. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You look good. I saw your picture this morning on the computer.
I'm starting to lose, man.
Yeah, looks good. I called in to preach to the choir about electric cars, of all things. I mean, Chevy came out. I don't know if you've seen the movie Who Killed the Electric Car?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, Chevy came out with a production model. They built 4,000 models, rented them to people, and then ExxonMobil came in and bought the battery technology, and all the cars were destroyed completely.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's nuts. I mean, we can do it. We've done it, but we can't do it.
Well, we can
so
do
we
it.
Fight these guys.
We can do it, but the thing is, we have to decide how to get there. That's the whole thing. I mean, do you favor? Which a lot of conservatives would favor, like letting the market do it and letting industry find its way there. Which I have a feeling that if you were to do that, they never will, as long as we never break the cycle. Or are you of the school where you want to compel them to do it through law, or by doing things like, for instance, okay, here's one. How about this? How about making it so the price of how about fixing it so the price of gasoline becomes astronomical? But the thing is, it would hurt the economy. But then again, too, it would force people to look for alternative means or be interested in gas saving smaller vehicles. I mean, this is not going to be an easy thing to achieve, and we all got to figure out how to get there and how to get ourselves in the situation we're in.
Right. We have cities up to the point where we can do that. I mean, bicycles or
but nobody wants to live like they're in Beijing. I mean, nobody wants or in Havana. Nobody wants to ride a bicycle every place you go and hop on a bus. I mean, nobody wants to do that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
So you got to figure out a way to get people weaned off of gasoline engines.
That's, yeah, that's the big one.
And I got a way to do it. You give me $100,000, I can buy my dream car. I'm going to own that car, man, before I go to the grave, I'm telling you.
That car's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to own it, too. Bill, I love you, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, take care.
All right. I'm going to have that car someday.
I can tell. You got that gleam in your eye.
I'm working on it. Let's go to Jan in Denver. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's Jan with Move On, and I'm calling regarding the S-Con resolution number 2 coming up for a vote in the Senate tomorrow. This is the one that was put together by Mr. Biden against the escalation in the war of Iraq. And we are holding, by the way, a rally and a press conference down at Mr. Allard's office because he has not chosen to support this, even though it is a bipartisan
He's not going to support it because he's a partisan Republican who's got his head in the sand.
Exactly.
And his foot out the door.
Yep, and one foot out the door.
Exactly, but we're delivering a petition of 8,000 signatures that we were able to get together in 2 weeks saying, you know, the people in this country and Congress and military are saying no to the escalation, and it doesn't matter what Mr. Bush says, and unfortunately, he has already sent the troops. We've got speakers coming in, mothers who are saying goodbye to their children who haven't even been trained. They're in the Marines. They haven't even been trained. They haven't even finished their training, and they're being sent to die in Iraq. And this is part of the escalation. So we just can't tolerate it. So we've decided that we're going to be in front of our offices, not only in Denver Metro, but also Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, and we are going to deliver the petition to his staffers because he, of course, won't be there. And we're saying, Mr. Allard, we understand you've supported 99% of Mr. Bush's bills, but this one, the people here say no, and give your one last shot to do something for the people and your constituents in this state. But I think this resolution is very important because it's a bipartisan. We've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, we've got independents all saying no to the escalation and all agreeing that they will vote on this resolution. And that's something that's almost historic, especially in the past 6 years.
All right, where do people find out more information about this?
They can go to back to Move On's website, and we have also sent everything out to the media. But the best place, if they're in Denver Metro, 11 a.m., go to 7340 East Cali. That's off of I-25 and Orchard, and go to South Quebec, down one block to East Cali. We are going to be right in front of Mr. Allard's office building. There's at least 50 to 100 of us already planning. My last count was 50 to 100. I think there's going to be more. Word of mouth, these mothers are bringing their families. I've got a psychiatric nurse that's going to be there talking about post-traumatic stress. But the families are going to be the ones that really show it. We've got all these talking heads talking about how the military don't feel like we're supporting them at home, but then we've got these families who are not even being listened to saying our children are dying there, they don't want to be there, and they're being sent in there with no training, and that is the scary part. That is really scary. If you got a kid 18 years old and being told he's going to die and may not come home, but he doesn't even know how to protect himself.
Jeez, what was that? What was that?
Oh, I dropped my keys.
Oh, my goodness. It sounded like a gun went off.
We were afraid somebody was shooting at you.
My firearm back there? What's that?
No. But wasn't it the proper dramatic moment?
Yeah, it was. And it sounds real echoey, too. Where are you calling from? Like your garage?
Actually, I actually am in my garage because I have to go pick up people and
Don't turn the engine on unless you open up the garage door first.
Oh, no. I'm not going to die. I've got too much to say, and I've got a loud mouth.
All right. Well, you know what? We appreciate the information, and, you know, be careful, will you, please?
I promise to be. And like I said, 7340 East Cali, 11 to 1. Be there and show us your support. And, you know, Jay, I love you. I welcome you back. And I missed you terribly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Oh, I will be there. Bye-bye.
All right. Stay out of trouble. All right. That's Jan. She's good people. Okay. We're out of here. This is it for us. And Al Franken is up next. And I'll be back to suffer the slings and arrows and the humiliation tomorrow morning again, starting at 6 a.m. as this tragic crime and mistake continues to grind forward until management wakes up and realizes that giving me a paycheck is just like standing over the...
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
When Yale, or just call 3-